known to be fast, so you'll see some balls scooting right on through there. The umpires have just come out, and behind the plate, it'll be Frank Sicori of the National League. At first base, it'll be Bill McKinley of the American League. At second base, it'll be Ken Burkhart, who was also a pitcher on that 1946 World Series Cardinal team. Hank Soar of the American League will be at third base. In left field, down the foul line, it'll be Vinny Smith, and in right field, it will be Al Smith. The umpires will rotate. Remember, it used to be that the umpires down along the lines just stayed there throughout the series, but they will rotate. They will all have a turn behind home plate if, of course, the game goes more than four. Johnny Keene of the St. Louis Cardinals and Yogi Berra, and what a tremendous thrill it was for Yogi to come home to the old hometown as the manager of the New York Yankees. Johnny Keene and Yogi out with the umpires discussing ground rules, but they were out mighty, mighty early with Commissioner Ford Frick as they went over the ground rules so that there were no doubts in anybody's mind as to what will happen in case it hits this, that, or the other thing. This is a small ballpark in comparison to many. Down the right field line, it's 310. In the slots in right center, it's 354. Now, there's a screen that goes out into the right center field, and it stops, and a ball off the screen is in play into the pavilion or on the roof, a home run. The slot in left center field is 379. In his ballpark, if you didn't have a chance to scout a lineup, what you would do is try to pitch away from the left-handed hitter. Don't give him that good ball to pull. If there is one field that a pitcher looks for help as far as making that batter hit the ball, it'll be center field. The Cardinals with Flood and Brock and Shannon fine defensively, and of course Maris, Mantle, and Tresh can go get that ball. Fine defensive outfield on both ball clubs. Whitey Ford is still throwing down the right field corner. Ray Sadecki has finished his warm-up tosses. The color guard has started towards the flagpole in center field. It's the U.S. Marine Recruiting Service here in St. Louis. The national anthem will be sung by Morty Bronson, who is a St. Louis radio and television personality, and Vicky Carr. The microphone is set about 20 feet in front of home plate. Marty Bronson and Vicky Carr walking towards the microphone. The Cardinals are taking the field. The infield. And that's the reason for the applause that you hear. The crowd is standing, and now our national anthem.
Identification. 810 and you dial WGY Schenectady. Play safe, serve Saratoga Vichy the perfect mixer. Drinks on the rocks are rough. Saratoga Vichy makes mixed drinks taste better. Get Saratoga Vichy with a bright yellow label.
Right out in front of home plate with young Dave DeShatler, who is 4.5 years old, the United Fund poster boy. He will throw out the first ball Jay DeShandler, the man and the boy. So there you see the man and the boy. The applause goes up for the youngster and stand the man. He got off a pretty good throw. Ray Sadecki on the mound. McCarver ready to take the warm-up tosses. Whitey Ford continues to throw in the right field bullpen. And now to bring you the play-by-play, here is Phil Rizzuto.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. And young Ray Sadecki on the mound, who, by the way, was in the fourth grade in elementary school when Whitey Ford was pitching his first World Series for the Yankees in 1950, will be opposing the crafty left-hander for the Yankees. And, Joe, I was looking at their averages. Looks like they're going to have to earn their way on first base. Both these boys give up very few walks.
Sadecki, I would say more than Ford, Phil, might have a little control problem. But the thing is, and I can't emphasize it enough, and I know you like that kind of pitcher, when he maybe walks a guy, he doesn't let up. He just aims for that middle of plate and just guns it.
Well, that's right, Joe. And everybody likes to play in back of a pitcher who's got that good control because you're always on your toes. You get in back of these pitchers that have 3-2 on every hitter, find yourself back on your heels, and then you're in trouble.
Might wear out 2-3 pair of intersoles in a 9-inning game.
Well, I'd say to Joe, I don't know about you, but this is the most nervous time for any ball player who's in a World Series.
Phil, now, isn't it the truth when you hear a ball player say, oh, it's like any other game? It's got to be a liar.
Oh, he's got to be. Even Mickey Mantle is in his 12th World Series. As if anybody tells you they're not nervous before a ball game, he says they're lying to you. Matter of fact, the night before the first game, you sit there and think, oh, gee, maybe I'll be the hero tomorrow, or maybe I'll be the GOAT. Well, we'll find out right now as Phil Lynn steps into the batter's box. Frank Crosetti coaching at third, Jimmy Gleason at first. Ray Sadecki ready for the first pitch of the ballgame. Gets the sign from Tim McCarver. Here's the pitch, and it's a curve low and inside. Ball one. On deck, Bobby Richardson. As Joe told you, it's a beautiful day for the ballgame. Sun shining brightly here in St. Louis. Sadecki kicks, delivers a foul back to the screen. 1-1. Phil Lynn's batted 250 for the year for the Yankees. Did a great job after Tony Kubek was injured, defensively and offensively for New York. Sadecki's 1-1 delivery is on the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. Both these clubs, as you know, had a battle right down to the wire. The Cardinals had to go to the last day to win the pennant. The Yankees next to the last day to clinch the pennant in the American League. So their momentum has their both teams rolling. Sadecki's pitch is low, and the count's even at 2-2. Tell you, Joe, this first time this time of the year I've seen grass on the infield here in St. Louis.
It's freshly planted, too. New sod. It came out great. I know Dick Rode was telling me about it, and it's fast. They've cut it very short.
I know it always has been fast. The 2-2 pitch, ground ball to third, bounces off the chest of Boyer, picks it up, throws to first. They got him. Good play by Ken Boyer, who, as that ball took a short hop, bounced off his chest, but he pounced on it. And as you know, there's a big story here with the two Boyers playing third base. Kenny also with that good strong arm, as Cleet has. That brings up Bobby Richardson, the heart of the Yankee infield. Little Iron Man, they call him, batting 267. Sadecki's pitch is a foul just below his strike one.
Great Cardinals feeding that outfield. They play pretty much with the hitters just straight away. It looks like there's a lot of room, but as soon as they see that fly ball go up, that speed can really close those gaps.
I noticed that, Joe. They played Lins and now Richardson both straight away. And we'll have to see what happens here. Next pitch to Bobby is popped in the air. The second baseman, Dal Maxville, back on the edge of the outfield grass. Backing up now, and the wind takes it. He makes the play. Oh, man, that wind is really blowing here. And, Joe, once that ball gets above the roof of the stadium, it takes off.
The way it's blowing now, it's blowing out towards the scoreboard in left field from the first base line directly out. And I tell you, as a catcher, what you do is have a lot of room so the third baseman gets it.
Well, it's going to be an interesting day for the infielders and the outfielders on those high fly balls. Here's Roger Maris. Roger with a 281 average for the year for the Yankees. Two out, nobody on, no score. We're in the top of the first. Sadecki pitches. It's right in there. Strike one call.
So much as that, there are no clouds in the sky to help the ball players. It's a real high sky. You always look for those little angels up there, but there are none for the ball players today.
And that does make it a little more difficult on those high flies. Sadecki's next pitch, a curve outside. Counts even at 1-1. Now, even on Marist, Joe, as you said, I noticed they have not overshifted hardly at all.
This is one outfield that can run away from their mistakes. They can misjudge the ball, but with their speed, still make the play.
The pitch to Maris, swing and a miss at a change-up curveball. One ball, two strikes.
In contrast to the American League, they really overshift on him, and right here, they really give him right center and left
center. They do, which is amazing, because they're not used to seeing this with Maris up there. Two out, nobody on. Ready now for the one ball, two strike. The pitch is low and away. The count's even at 2-2. Right now, the temperature has gone up to 72. It was 70 just a little while ago, so this is a beautiful day. A left-hander, Ray Sadecki. Kicks, delivers a curve, low and away, and it's a full count. 3-2 on Roger Maris. And as Joe told you, down the right field line, it's only 3-10, so they've got to be careful pitching the left-hand hitters in this park. Batting practice, which, of course, they're just laying the ball in there. The Yankees hit many of them up on the roof and over the roof across the street. Left field, pretty good shot, 351 down the line. The payoff pitch to Maris, curve low and outside, and he walked him. And there's the first base runner in this 1964 World Series. And the batter will be Mickey Mantle. Mickey finished the year with a 303 average. But batting right-handed, Mickey hit .424 against left-hand pitching. He had a fantastic year batting right-handed. Bill White holds first against Maris. Sadecki pitching from a stretch position. Delivers a changeup. That's low. Ball one.
It's .425 in center field here, and Flood is known to be able to go back on a ball, but right now he's about a $1.35 cab ride out there. He's way out there.
This is the deepest he's played for any of the Yankee hitters up to this point. And as Joe told you, the wind is blowing out. Next pitch to Mickey. Inside, brushes him back. Ball two, 2-0. So Ray Sadecki, who had very little trouble with Lins and Richardson, naturally pitching a little extra careful to Maris and Mantle, lost Maris on a 3-2 count, now has 2-0 on Mickey. On deck, Elson Hard. So this is the meat of the Yankee batting order now. The pitch to Mickey, nicks the inside corner, strike one call.
Sadecki's fastball will tail away from the right-hand hitter, and many times he'll start it at the right-hand hitter's body and it'll catch the inside corner.
Well, he must have been watching Whitey Ford then, Joe, because Whitey uses that pitch for a strikeout pitch a lot. And you've got to stay with that pitch. All right, ready for the two-ball, one-strike pitch. It's a little high and inside, 3-1. Mickey, of course, one of the few ball players who do not have to look down at the coach. Very rarely, maybe once in a great while, but he's hitting.
Just to see if the coach is there.
You're right, Joe. All right, here's the pitch to Mantle. Swings, hits a high fly to short right field. Coming on fast is Mike Shannon. He's there and makes the catch. For the Yankees in the top of the first inning, no runs, no hits, no cardinal errors, one man left. And at the middle of the first inning, the score is the Yankees nothing and the Cardinals coming to bat.
Darts, priced like a compact, handles like a compact, saves like a compact. But that's it. Darts bigger, bolder, roomier. And why not? Darts not just a compact. It's the Dodge size compact. With more spunk, more spirit, more genuine driving excitement than many higher priced cars. Dodge Dart. This one's all Dodge. With Dodge-sized power, Dodge-sized comfort, Dodge-sized value, and all tied up with a small-sized price tag. So go with the compact you can grow with. Pitch yourself out with new Dodge Dart, coming on big for 65 at your Dodge dealers now.
For the Cardinals here in the bottom of the first inning, Kurt Flood, a right-hand batter, facing Whitey Ford. Whitey won 17 and lost 6 this year for the Yankees. He has the highest winning percentage of any pitcher active in baseball. Now, here's the first pitch by Whitey. The fastball a little high, ball one. Coaching for the Cardinals, Vern Benson at third and Joe Schultz at first. Whitey's next pitch is a ground ball to third, Boyer on one hop. Fires across to Pepitone and it's one away. Flood hit that ball right off his fist. Well, that brings up Lou Brock. Brock batted 315. He had the highest batting average of any Cardinal ball player.
You can see the Yankees got him pretty well scouted, Phil, the way that Boyer has already moved in at third base. Two bounces in the infield and this guy's on. He can really fly.
A left-hand batter takes a curve low and outside, ball one. Boyer is in at third. Outfield straight away on Brock. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one, one and one. Whitey worked a total of 245 and two-third innings. Walked only 57 men. Next pitch to Brock, fouled, back in the upper deck and out of play. On deck, Dick Grote. A real fast infield, which, of course, is an advantage to hitters. This has always been a hitter's park. Of course, there have been a lot of well-pitched, low-run, low-hit games, but on the average, you find a lot of scoring here. Whitey's sidearm curve fouled just off the end of the bat.
Brock was known to really be weak against left-hand pitching, but Johnny Keene, his manager, said that's been one of the surprising things about this young fellow, that he's been able to hit all pitching, especially left-handed pitching. And Whitey really pulled a stop on that one. He about stepped on Joe Schultz, the first base coach. He sidearmed him over there. He's come away from first base.
And he still got a piece of it, Joe. All right, Whitey gets the sign from Elston Howard. As a foul down the left field line, drifting back into the stands and out of play. Well, they say that Lou Brock is one of the big reasons why the Cardinals were able to stay in the pennant race and eventually win the pennant when he came over from Chicago. Reading the papers, Joe, a lot of the players were a little disappointed when he first came over. He was only hitting 250.
Yeah. I saw nothing wrong with 250 when he was hitting. I mean, the players might have been disappointed.
But he really came along strong. One out, nobody on. We're in the bottom of the first, no score. Whitey's pitch, a foul at the plate. Elston Howard chases it down. Joe, how come those catchers always run after those foul balls?
Because they want to keep that ball in play before they put that new one in. They give Whitey a ball that's a little bit scuffed up, and he'll write the Star Spangled Banner for you as he throws it up there. Keep that nice old ball in there. Don't give him that room service baseball.
All right, Whitey is ready again. His curve again fouled off back into the crowd. This Brock looks to me like he hits that ball where it's pitched, Joe.
That he does. You can see they spread out on him, and he gets that bat on that ball. You really can't play him one way. He's hit balls over that 379 in left center. He's hit him in right center. He's got good power and great speed. He's about got this game beat, I'll tell you. You can
say.
Run like he can.
The speed really helps. Again, Whitey, into the windup. Pitch is a little low, and the count's even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Mighty kick, side-on pitch. Just misses the outside corner. Boy, that Brock really looked that one over. That was awful close to take.
Both Flood and Brock, Phil, like you did when you were playing, had great control of that strike zone. You guys were like surveyors up there. An eighth of an inch, you'd take it.
I guess there's nobody over that ever had the eye that Ted Williams did. I guess Musial, too. All right, it's a full count on Lou Brock. Whitey ready. The payoff pitch is a curve. Ground ball in the hole. A base hit to right field. Mickey Mantle is up with it. And Lou Brock hung in there and hit a pitch about letter high on the ground between first and second. That's the first hit of the 1964 World Series.
They've turned Brock loose, Phil, to the point that he can run anytime he wants. Keene has a sign of don't run, a hole sign, which is a tribute to his speed. And with Grote up there, you can look for anything because Brock can go, and of course we know how Grote can handle that bat.
That's right. Dick Grote, one of the best hit-and-run men and opposite field hitters in baseball. But of course they've got to battle with Whitey Ford, who has one of the best moves in baseball. Stretch by Whitey. The pitch to Grote, a blind drive base hit to right field. Mantle comes in. Brock drops second. He's going to try for third. Here's the throw. It's offline, and he's in there. And the Cardinals have runners at first and third. Joe, that guy's got to be able to fly to take third base on a line single to right.
I was watching where he was when Mantle picked up that ball. He was a step from second base and stepped on second base as Mantle picked up the ball. But once again, Mantle has to rush to throw because of the scouting reports. And he got his throw off the line, and Brock went into third base standing up.
Standing up. That is fantastic because you've got to remember it's a short right field screen here in Busch Stadium, and Mantle is playing shallow. Grote hit the ball hard on the ground, and Joe Garagiola just told you that he's a good right field hitter. Here is Ken Boyer now, who led both leagues in runs batted in at a .295 average. The Yankee infield, with the exception of Pepitone, in double play depth. Pepitone holding Grote at first base. Brock leads off third. Whitey sets. Pitch to Boyer, long away, ball one. On deck, Bill White. Yankee outfield has to play Ken Boyer deep. He's got power to all fields. Whitey's next pitch is hit high in the air to right field. Mickey Mantle is under it. Brock is tagging. Grote is tagging. Mantle makes the catch after misjudging the ball. Has to throw in at second base, and the Cardinals lead 1-0.
A big factor because Mantle was getting set to come towards the plate as he was going to get that running start, but the wind drifted it to the right, and Grote very alertly was ready to go to second base if he comes to the plate, but Mantle gave up on Brock and went into second. That wind's a factor, a big one.
Joe, I'll bet that wind drifted that ball 20 feet from where Mantle was getting ready to try for the play at the plate. All right, here's Bill White, left-hand batter, swings and misses strike one. And, of course, Dick Grote wisely tagging up and bluffing going to second so that Mantle's throw would have to go into second. There'd be no play on Brock at the plate. So the speedy Cardinals score here in the bottom of the first. They lead the Yankees 1-0. Stretch by Whitey. Throw to first. They got him. No. Oh, no. Joe Pepitone is arguing. And he is arguing with first base umpire Bill McKinley. What a move. The reason I said they got him is that Grote was going, taking two steps to second base as Whitey kicked and threw to first. But he got back in a hurry, Joe.
That was a great move. Grote has taken a lot of time getting ready. He popped a few shoestrings, I'll tell you, getting back, because his body was going one way, his shoes another. Time is called as he kind of takes inventory there. He got back. It was a real good move by Ford, who probably has the best move in baseball.
Yeah, now that Spahnie is not pitching too much. All right, we're ready to go. I was a little premature with that call, but it sure looked like they were going to get him. The pitch to White is low and away.
That's what I keep saying. If they pick you off up here, you're still not out.
That's right, Joe. A 1-1 count to Bill White. White had a fine year. Finished batting .303, over 100 runs batted in for St. Louis. Next pitch, swing, and a miss, strike two. Whitey's fastball in and down to Bill White. Pepitone playing in back of Dick Rhode at first base. Of course, Whitey has a pickoff move to every base, not just first. He sets. Delivers a curve. Strike three, swinging. A curve ball by Whitey Ford. But the Cardinals break the ice in the bottom of the first. One run, two hits, no Yankee errors, one man left. And at the end of the first inning, the score is St. Louis 1, Yankees nothing.
When you hear the name Monaco, what do you think of? Well, starting now, you're going to think of a car, a great car from Dodge. Dodge Monaco, coming on big for 65. Monaco, a new car, a new tradition, a new way to travel, with all the best things you've come to expect from Dodge. Monaco, where does it stand? Long and proud in the big new Dodge lineup for 65. Outside, Monaco is trim, sleek, young. Inside, Monaco is rich, roomy. Bucket seats, front and back. Console, front and back. Under the hood, Dodge power, Dodge efficiency. Monaco spirit. Test drive, new Dodge Monaco, coming on big for 65. Now, at your Dodge dealers.
Back at Busch Stadium, Phil Rizzuto along with Joe Garagiola. And as we get ready to play in the top of the second inning, it'll be Elston Howard, Tommy Tresh, and Joe Pepitone to face Ray Sadecki. Howard, who finished the year with a 313 average, takes a curve high and outside, ball one. This ballpark has certainly changed since the last time I was here when the old St. Louis Browns played their last game here in 1953. Sadecki's pitch is fouled just to our right. And a great play by one of the guests in the upper deck. One ball, one strike on Elston Howard.
I don't want to say nothing, Phil, but I see why you call it a hitter's park. You played against the Browns, right?
They were a little different than the Cardinals, Joe. There's a line drive and past Dick Rhode out in the left center field. And boy, there's an indication, Joe, of how fast this infield is.
He didn't get his glove down.
No, he got to the ball, actually, and the ball scooted right underneath his glove. It's a base hit for Elston Howard. The first Yankee hit of the ball game, and it brings up Tommy Tresh. Tresh, a switch hitter, batting right-handed. Bill White moves over to cover first against Elston Howard. Cardinals leading 1-0 in the top of the second. Sadecki sets. His pitch is high and tight, ball one.
Sadecki does not have nearly the move that Whitey Ford has. Being a left-hander really helps him because he's looking at the runner, but it's not what you would call an exceptional move, just an adequate move.
Uh-huh. But as you say, those left-handers have the advantage. They're looking at you, and you almost automatically break back to first as they pitch. Pitch is hit deep to left center field. Way back there. Flood going back, and that ball is gone in a seat. A home run in deep left center field for Tommy Tresh. And, Joe, that ball was more of a line drive than a high fly.
It really carried out there in the slot. Once again, keep in mind, the wind is blowing out that way. Flood broke about three steps and then watched it. The wind did not help or hurt that ball because he just went out. It didn't get up or down, Phil. Just right on out of here. He hit that ball right on the nose.
Well, I want to tell you, I don't know whether it's where I'm sitting, but that surprised me. I knew he hit it well, but not that well. And the Yankees take a 2-1 lead with nobody out. In the top of the second, the batter is Joe Pepitone. Pepitone, who finished the year batting 251, hitting left-handed against Sadecki. Ground ball to second base. Maxville, right there, is up with it. Flips to Bill White, and it's one away. I tell you, even the ground ball got a hit right at the infielders. You've got to be ready. Now, that brings up Cleet Boyer. Cleet had his poorest year in the big leagues, finished the season with a 218 average, but you can't discount the amount of games that Boyer has saved or won with that magic glove of his. And there's his brother playing down at third. Got to be mixed emotions between these two youngsters. Pitch to Cleet is high and outside, ball one. You know, Joe, I don't see Ken day in and day out, but they tell me he's a pretty good glove man, too.
I tell you, he can do everything. Hit with power, great speed. He's a real fine ball player.
Next pitch is a curve in there. Evens the count at 1-1.
He's got that one thing, too, going for him, Phil. I think he's a leader on this ball club. He's a guy who can pick you up and carry you.
Man, you need one of them, Joe. Yankees have Mickey Mantle, of course.
Boy, hits one to center field, a base hit. He broke his bat, hit it right off the end. Cleet takes a big turn at first base and comes back as Kurt Flood fires it into the infield. So Cleet Boya gets the third Yankee hit of this second inning. And it brings up Whitey Four. Whitey, as a batter, hit 119. He can handle that bat pretty well. Good bunter, and a lot of times he likes to fake that bunt and hit past the third baseman. And he's creeping in, Joe. Kenny Boy is coming in on the grass. The pitch to Whitey. He started a bunt, pulled the bat back. It's ball one.
Boyer right in on top of him, Phil. He may have to bunt that ball to Bill White, but White is one of those daring first basemen who is not afraid to throw that ball to second base. They've pulled off more than one where the first baseman to the shortstop back to the pitcher who was covering first.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll look for it, Joe, and then we'll look for Whitey maybe trying to pop that ball over Boyer's head. Here's the stretch. The pitch, he squares around and swings. The runner's going to throw to second, and he's safe at second base. How do you like that play? The Yankees put the hit and run on, and that sure surprised me as Whitey bluffed that bunt, then was ready to swing away. The curve he swung at and missed, and Boyle got a real good jump as Bill White was charging into the plate, steals the bag.
All that action going on looked like somebody speeded up the projector.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
It shook me up. All right, the pitch to Whitey Ford hits his bat as he tries to check his swing. One ball, two strikes. At second base, had six stolen bases on the year. He leads away at second. Sadecki sets his pitch, ground ball to first base, and pass right down the right field corner. Boy is coming around to score, and Whitey Ford is on with a bouncing single just over the bag. Down in the right field corner, the Yankees lead 3-1. Sadecki got that curve inside to Whitey Ford. Whitey chopped at it.
Phil, you mentioned a minute ago how he helps himself with that good move and is a fielder. Here's another case where a pitcher helps himself another way, this time with a bat.
And it is so important for those pitchers to learn the art of bunting and getting a piece of that ball. Of course, there's too many of them want to be home run hitters, and that gets them in trouble. All right, here's Phil Innes, who bounced to third base first time up. Whitey leading off first. Stretch by Sadecki. His pitch is inside. Ball one. Cardinals getting a little action down in their bullpen now. But the Yankees leading 3-1. The pitch to Lins is outside, ball two. Two and nothing on Phil Lins. Frank Sicori, played umpire, runs out to pick up a piece of paper. Gordon Richardson, a left-hander, is loosening up down in the Cardinal bullpen. Whitey with a warm-up jacket on, leading off first. Pitch to Lins is high, ball three. 3-0. Ray Sadecki, who won 20 ball games this year, while losing 11, in a little bit of trouble here in the second inning, has allowed three singles and a home run. The Yankees leading 3-1. Stretch and the pitch is taken, ball four. Four straight pitches. And Lins gets a base on balls, and that's the second walk given up by Sadecki in the ballgame. He walked Maris in the first inning. Little huddle out there on the mound now with Tim McCarver, Bill White coming over. And now Bob Humphreys, a right-hander, goes down to join the left-hander Gordon Richardson in the Cardinal bullpen. Bobby Richardson popped his second base in the first inning. On deck, Roger Maris. Whitey Ford at second, Phil Lins at first. There's one out here in the top of the second. Sadecki to the stretch. His curve is right down the middle. Strike one call. out, first and second.
Sadecki's pitch line to left field, a base hit. Lou Brock coming in fast up with it. Whitey's going to try and score. The throw to the plate is in time. A beautiful throw. Holy cow, did he throw it straight. Lou Brock not only threw a beautiful strike, but Joe, how about that fake Ken Boyer made?
That's a big play, Phil. As that ball hit the grass, they got their man at the plate, but Boyer's fake is able to keep Lins at second base. He just didn't know what Boyer was going to do, and he acted it out. That's one of those little things that pays off all the time.
That was really a beautiful fake by Kenny Boyer. He made believe he was going to catch that ball, and Whitey stood up and then realized he had a slide, and Brock's throw cut the heart of the plate on one hop. So it's a single for Bobby Richardson to give Brock an assist and McCarver a putout, as Whitey is put out at the plate. And here is Roger Maris. Lins is at second, Richardson at first. Maris walked his first time up. Pitch to Roger. Outside. Ball one. Yankees have had five base hits and a walk here in the second inning to pick up their three runs. They lead in the ballgame 3-1. The eighth Yankee to come to bat here in the top of the second. Sadecki sets. His pitch is high and outside. Ball two, 2-0. Sadecki has thrown a lot of pitches here in this second inning. Bullpen still heating up for the Cardinals. Here's the stretch. The pitch hits the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Yankees 3 and the Cardinals 1 in the top of the second inning. Sadecki checks Lins at second. His pitch is popped foul, but coming back into the crowd and out of play. That evens it at 2-2 with two out and two on. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Sadecki is ready. He kicks, delivers a curve, strike three. Oh. Roger Maris called out on strikes, and for the Yankees in the top of the second. Three runs, five hits, no Cardinal errors. Two men left, and at the end of the second, rather at the middle of the second inning, the score is the Yankees 3 and the Cardinals 1.
When you have a car like Dodge that's been setting sales records left and right for the last 2 years, what do you do for an encore? Just this. Design, build, and introduce a brand new car called Dodge Coronet. When you see Coronet, drive Coronet, you just know this one's coming on big for 65. Big in size, big in value, big in performance. New Dodge Coronet. A hot new Dodge at a new lower price. Hot is right and easy to handle. Price is low and easy to take. Lines are clean and easy to look at. New Dodge Coronet. Give it a look. Give it a try. Coronet will give you all it's got, and that's plenty. Drive new Dodge Coronet, coming on big for 65 at your Dodge dealers now.
For the Cardinals, it'll be Mike Shannon leading off. The right fielder who finished the year batting 261. It was a pleasant surprise for the Cardinals, having a little trouble with that right field spot. Tall, lean, right-hand batter facing Whitey Ford, with the Yankees leading 3-1 in the bottom of the second. Whitey into the windup. Curve is a little bit high. Ball one. Slow curve line to left field for a base hit. Boy, he timed that beautifully. And with a change-up curveball, and Shannon waited on the pitch and really got the good one on it. A line single to left. And that's hit number three for the Cardinals. It brings up Tim McCarver. McCarver, a left-hand batter, had a fine year for the Cards. Finished the year batting .288. Shannon leads off first. The stretch by Whitey. His pitch is popped in the air alongside Ferris. Cleet Boya has got plenty of room, is under it, and makes the catch in foul territory. One out here in the bottom of the second. That brings up Dal Maxville, the second baseman, hitting .231 on the year. Bill Dinn did quite a job on the final game of the year when Julian Javier could not play at second base. On deck, Ray Sadecki. Whitey sets. His pitch, a ground ball hit in front of the plate. Whitey comes in, stands up, and fires to first. And just in time, the throw almost pulled Pepitone off the bag. But Joe was able to stretch and just glove it one-handed, moving to second on the play, Mike Shannon. That was not a sacrifice bunt. Maxville had swung and hit the ball right off the end of the bat. And here is Ray Sadecki. He was hitting .158 for the year for the Cardinals. Bats him left-handed. Two men are out in the last half of the second. Yankees lead 3-1. Whitey taking a little extra time out on the mound.
He moved that Pepitone just a little bit over. He kind of checks everybody, doesn't he?
He does. As you say, Joe, they call him the chairman of the board, and they don't do that for nothing. Sadecki takes a curve high. Ball one. He bounced off that mound pretty well, too, Joe.
Yes, he did. It was a tough play.
Shannon leads off second. Sadecki swings, fouls it back into the crowd and out of play. And as you look at the crowd, down the left field line, it's a shirt sleeve crowd. The sun is shining brightly. But down the right field line where the shadows have already taken over, they've got their coats on. A 1-1 count to Sadecki. Whitey's curve lined. Oh, the right field, a base hit coming around third to Shannon. Mantle up with it. The throw to the plate is too high and the run is scored. The ball bounces into the seats. And Sadecki, let's see, will he stay at second or be moved to third base? He's going to be moved to third base, and that's going to be a single, an error for Mantle. We have a wait as Bobby Richardson leaps high in the air. And just missed gloving that ball in the webbing of his glove. So Sadecki comes through with an RBI single. Mantle is charged with an error as his throw all the way in on a fly went over Howard's leaping glove and one bounce into the stand.
Bill, once again, a pitcher helping himself with a base hit, and that's the toughest RBI in baseball, that two-out run batted in. And Sadecki got that base hit. The air gives the Cardinals a run, and there he is at third base with Flood up there to try to drive him in.
You're right, Joe, and he got it off the left-hand pitcher, just as Whitey Ford did off the deck. All right, here's Kirk Flood. Takes a pitch low and outside. Ball one.
The game continues at the beginning of Cy 2 after a short delay.
The pitch, a ground ball is short. Lynch comes in on the short hop. Fires to first in time to get Flood. But the Cardinals come back with one run, and at the end of the second inning, the score is the Cardinals 2, the Yankees 3.
There's always been a great custom at Dodge, and it continues into 1965. Dodge Custom 880, a car with a great past, a great future. New Dodge Custom 880, coming on big for 65. Put it this way,
You could pay more for a car of this kind, with this kind of luxury and elegance, but you don't have to. This is driving at its finest. Dodge at its quiet best. With quiet luxury, quiet power, quiet authority. New Dodge Custom 880. Looks young. Acts young. Is young. With all new lines designed for 1965. If this sounds like your car, take a look. Take a drive. You'll find it is your car. New Dodge Custom 880. Coming on big for 65 at your Dodge dealers now.
We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
810 and you dial WGY Schenectady. Want to be a winner? Serve your guests Ginger Perfect Saratoga Ginger Ale. It's a pale, dry ginger ale with just the right carbonation and a touch of imported Jamaican ginger. It's great served ice cold in tall glasses and mixes superbly with other favorite beverages. And with full quarts of sparkling Saratoga Ginger Ale, you get over 10% more beverage than you would in other so-called quarts. Saratoga Ginger Ale strikes out thirst and makes a delightful mixture, too. Get Saratoga Ginger Ale right now at your favorite store.
For the Yankees here in the top of the third, with the Yankees leading 3-2, and the way this first game of the 1964 World Series is starting, it sure looks like a hitter's series.
Sure, a lot of people think it's going to be pretty comparable to the one in 1960 between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Yankees when Mazeroski's home run finally won it.
I remember that very well. First pitch to Mantle is taken, strike one call. Mickey, fly to right field, his first time at bat. Sadecki gets the sign from McCarver. Delivers a swing and a foul tip in front of the plate. Nothing in two to Mickey Mantle. On deck, Elston Howard.
You know, Phil, you keep talking about the pressure on those ball players. Those umpires, I tell you, that is the real pressure. They umpire that ball, it really doesn't make any difference who throws it or who hits it. That is real pressure.
Well, I've always said they've got the toughest job in baseball. A two-strike pitch, a little bit low. Ball rolls in back of McCarver. One ball, two strikes. And now Mantle wants plate umpire Frank Sicori to look at the ball. And Sicori's going to throw it out of play.
That's what I like. The umpire spends a couple hours rubbing up a baseball. I don't care who the catcher is. As soon as he gets a new ball, he's going to rub it up.
That's right. And if he throws it to the third baseman, he'll rub it up.
And by the time he gets back to the pitcher, he'll ask for a new ball.
The pitch to Mickey. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He struck him out. And Joe, that looked like a breaking pitch to me.
That's exactly what it was. That was his curveball.
And a good one. He had Mickey fooled. All right, here's Elston Howard. Howard ripped a single to left center field in the second inning. Came around to score on Tommy Tresh's home run. A pitch to Howard, high and away, ball one. Yankees scored three runs in the second. The Cardinals had one in the first and one in the second. That Kirk Flood is deep again in center field. Sadecki's pitch low and inside. 2-0 to Howard. Ellie's from not too far away from here. Joe, right?
Right within the shadows of this ballpark, Phil. Not far at all.
Uh-huh.
He, like everybody else, having problems with tickets, too.
Especially in his spot. The pitch to Howard is low and away, ball three, 3-0.
He was a star athlete here at Vashon High School.
I know, I saw him play a little basketball during the winter. Now the 3-0 pitch to Howard. He takes it. It's outside, ball four. And two of the three walks given up by Sadecki were on four straight pitches. Brings up Tommy Tresh, who lined a home run deep in the left center field seats. Bill White comes over to cover first, holding Howard close to the bag. On deck, Joe Pepitone. One man out. Sadecki stretches. Pitch to Tresh, ground foul outside of third. Pass Frank Crosetti down the left field line.
Hank Soar, American League umpire at third base, hustles over to pick that foul ball up. As Joe told you, the six umpires will alternate instead of the foul line umpire staying out there for each game. The pitch, a bluff bunt by Tresh, taken outside. Ball one, one on one. Kenny Boyer was playing way back for Tommy Tresh that time. And Tresh saw an opportunity to maybe drop one down and beat it out. Elson Howard leading away at first. There's one out. Yankees leading 3-2. Pitch to Tresh low. Two balls and a strike.
Got about three guys on that Yankee club, Phil, can do that. Mantle does that a lot. Maris does that a lot. Tresh does it. They catch that infielder back, and they'll drop it and take off.
Well, hey, as you know, Joe, that's where those good hitters have the advantage. Little guys like Richardson and Linz, they're playing right in on them anyway, so they have a little trouble. All right, Howard bouncing off first. There's a throw over there by Sadecki, but not in time.
Big thing about that, they can pick up about two, three steps, and that's enough to get that glancing base hit.
Here's a pitch to Tresh. One hopper to go over to Maxville for one. Back to first, double play. A good double play. Short to second to first. And at the middle of the third inning, the score is the Yankees 3, the Cardinals 2.
This is Joe Garagiola. Say, you ever notice how in some sports, a youngster will make the headlines for a while and then poof. Sometimes when work comes in the door, interest goes right out the window. In business, too. Like the flash in the pan, it was great on selling, but short on service. You know, that's why it pays to do business with a Dodge dealer. Here's a guy who knows it takes work to keep a customer happy, so he works. From the time you pick up the keys to your new car until the time you trade it in for another, your Dodge dealer cares. He calls it customer care, service to treat you like a guest. And he treats your car as well as he treats you. Mopar Chrysler parts, smart mechanics, a real car health plan. See your Dodge dealer, a man who keeps on caring. And right now, your Dodge dealer offers a free World Series spin-a-fact wheel. 60 years of World Series facts and figures, batting averages, pitching records, plus highlights of every series from 1903 to 1963. Be an instant baseball expert. Just ask your Dodge dealer for it.
All right, Joan, as we get ready to go here now in the bottom of the third, Lou Brock leads off. Brock single to right field and scored the first run of the ball game in the first inning. Coming around on a single by Groton, a sacrifice fly by Ken Boyer. Left hand hitting Lou Brock, ready. Ground ball to the right side. Richardson to his left has it. Flips to Pepitone, one away. That'll bring up Dick Groat, who on the first pitch thrown to him, lined one right by Pepitone in the right field for a base hit, sending Brock to third. Groat is the kind of hitter that the shortstop and second baseman on opposing teams hate to have see come up.
You just fan out, don't you?
You've got to fan out, but it's tough to decide who's going to cover with a runner at first. You know, if you're stealing. Mr. Groat is low, ball one. The only other guy I can remember comparable to Groat was Luke Gatling.
Did you ever have a hit-and-run situation, Phil, where nobody covered hoping it hit the ball?
It's happened. We didn't plan it that way, but it has happened, Joe. The pitch to Groat is right in there. Strike called, 1-1. On deck, Kenny Boyer. Maris is shading Groat just a little bit in right center field. Not too much. 1-1 pitch is on the inside corner, strike two.
I remember when Groat came to the big leagues, we were both on the Pittsburgh club, and he kept hitting that ball to right field, and he kept complaining because he couldn't pull the ball, you know?
No kidding?
Finally, Bill Meyer convinced him that you try to teach fellas to do what you do naturally.
Oh, that is true. That is a big asset. Pitch to Groat has popped in the air. Bobby Richardson moving back. Now we'll watch that win. Bobby is under it, and he makes the catch. Had no trouble with that one. Two away, and here's Kenny Boyer. Boyer drove in the first Cardinal run with a sacrifice fly to right field. On deck, Bill White. Whitey Ford turns around, looks at his defense. Whitey's pitch taken outside, ball one. Gets the sign from Howard. Curve low and inside, two balls, no strikes. He had Boyle looking for the fastball that time, but the curve was too far inside. Whitey's 2-0 pitch. A curve that's too high this time. Ball three. 3-0. And I'll tell you one thing, Joe. In this modern era, you don't get a fastball a lot of times even when you got 3-0 on you.
That's the difference between that good pitcher and that mediocre guy. The guy that can control that breaking ball when he's behind.
Right. The 3-0 pitch. Low and outside, ball four. So Whitey gives up his first walk of the ball game. And it brings up Bill White. As we told you, Ken Boyle led both leagues in RBIs, and so Whitey was being extra careful with him. Bill White coming up also had over 100 RBIs, but he struck out his first time up.
Boyer gives a lot of credit to that Flood and that Brock for base hits. Brock 200 and Flood 211.
Oh, man, you always got men on base when you're coming up. The pitch to White. Ground ball to the right side. Pepitone in. Up with it. Nice play. Runs over and tags Bill White as White dove for first. But they got him. Nice play by Pepitone. And at the end of the third inning, the Yankees 3, the Cardinals 2. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Hey, telling you dial WGY Schenectady. Take a between innings break and refresh yourself with a favorite mixed drink made with Saratoga Vichy. It brings out the fine flavor of any beverage. Saratoga Vichy adds more zest and flavor, not raw and rough like drinks on the rocks or dull and lifeless like drinks made with plain tap water. Saratoga Vichy is the genuine Vichy from the world-famous Saratoga Vichy Spring. Get Saratoga Vichy in the green bottle with a bright yellow label wherever you shop. Ask for it by name, Saratoga Vichy.
Chances are there are health and welfare services in your town helping children, families, the elderly, and the sick. How much money does each of these agencies need? Your United Fund or Community Chest, one campaign for many agencies, gets the answers through a citywide budget committee. Because of careful budgeting and overall planning and low campaign costs, every contribution goes that much further to help people. Your one gift works many wonders. Give the United Way. All right, we're ready to go again. It's the top of the fourth, and Joe Pepitone will be the batter. Joe bounced to second base his first time up. Ray Sadecki delivers the pitch, hits the outside corner, strike one call. Decky's next pitch fouled back to the screen. Nothing in two.
Phil, maybe it's just me, but has Pepitone used a different stance against left-handed pitching, like he crouches a little lower?
I'll tell you, Joe, not only does he use a different stance against left-handed pitches, he's had about 45 different stances this year. But he does get down a little bit more. He says he can see the curveball better off a left-hand pitcher when he crouches a little more. Sadecki's sidearm curve hit high in the air to right field. Let's see if the wind takes that. It's bringing it back and in fair, rather foul territory, but making the catch is Mike Shannon. That ball was out of the ballpark at one time, not for a home run, but over the stands. And that's why we had to wait. That wind is really blowing.
You can see what a factor that wind is because the outfielder is constantly checking with the flags. It can shift, but right now it's still blowing out towards left field.
All right, here's Cleve Boyle. Boyle singled to center field in the second inning, then stole second base and scored on a single by Whitey Ford. That was the run that has the Yankees out in front 3-2. Sadecki's curve foul back out of play. Whitey Ford is on deck. One out, nobody on. Yankees have five base hits to go with their three runs. The Cardinals, four hits and two runs. Sadecki kicks, delivers it just outside. 1-1. Now the 1-1 delivery. A curveball swung at Foul tip in and out of the glove of McCarver. One ball, two strikes. The Yankee bench situated in the shade back of first base, and the Cardinals in the bright sunshine and back of third. Here's Sudeikis, one ball, two strike pitch. A ground ball will go to his left. He has it on the big hop. Throws to first in time. Grote got a real good jump on that hard hit ground ball. And the ball came up to him. So it's two out, and here's Whitey Ford. Whitey single to right field to drive in a run. But then later in the inning was thrown out on as beautiful a throw as you'd want to see when Richardson single to left and Brock threw a strike to the plate. Pitch to Whitey. Low and away, ball one. On deck, Phil Lins. Sudeikis' pitch is low. No, it's not. It's in there. Strike called, 1-1. It's interesting watching these National League umpires work after watching the American League umpires all year. They umpire to the side of the catcher. The pitch is high. Two balls and a strike. Boy, they're right on top of you, Joe. Does that bother the catcher at all?
Well, if you can't catch it, does. Otherwise, you're all right.
Anything would bother a catcher then. The 2-1 pitch is high, ball three. 3-1.
I tell you, working inside, though, like that, they work over the right shoulder with the left-hand hitter and the opposite with the right-hand hitter. Sometimes they do get Frank Descoe. I remember he'd be in front of you sometimes, and that could be embarrassing.
Uh-huh. Here's the 3-1 pitch. It's over the outside corner, and it's a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two out, nobody on. Yankees 3, Cardinals 2. Sudeikis delivers. It's inside, ball four. Whitey Ford walks, and that's the fourth walk given up by Sudeikis in the ballgame. And Mr. Garagiola said that of the two, Sudeikis would probably have more trouble with his control than Whitey, and he's proved to be a prophet up to now.
I tell you, he doesn't let up, though. He's throwing just as
right.
hard.
You're right. He does throw just as hard. Phil Lins bounced to third and walked. Whitey does not put the jacket on this time. Last time he was on first, he had it on. Takes a pitch high, ball one. Maybe he figures that extra weight. This is why he was caught at the plate, trying to score on Richardson's single to left.
You don't think this game is getting so specialized that he can't run against the wind?
Yeah, I think it is, Joe. Believe me. On deck, Bobby Richardson. Sudeikis sets. Pitch is high. Two balls, no strike. And the Cardinal fans getting a little excited. And again in the bullpen, we have the left-hander and a right-hander, Richardson and Humphreys. And now Dick Grote comes in from his shortstop position. Have a little talk with Sudeikis.
Bench jockeys really give it to you infielders when you do that.
Oh, I know it. Oh. There's a ground ball to third. Beautiful play. Knocked down by Boy. Off with it. Throws to first. They got him. I see it, but I don't believe it. A great play, but Lins and Gleason and now Yogi are down there arguing with first base umpire Bill McKinley. And I'm going to have to tell you about that play when we come back. But at the middle of the fourth inning, the score is the Yankees 3 and the Cardinals 2.
The cars are out. The results are in. Now you can see them. Now you can make your choice of the new 1965 automobile. One of the best choices of all. New Dodge Coronet, coming on big for 65. New Dodge Coronet. Hot new Dodge at a new lower price. How hot? Bring along your stopwatch and find out. How low priced? Bring along your Fairlane and Chevelle price lists and find out. New Dodge Coronet, with big Dodge look and ride and feel. The kind of action and power that just naturally go with Dodge. How about styling? Every single Coronet line is clean, bold, beautiful. Drive new Dodge Coronet, coming on big for 65 at your Dodge dealers now.
Getting back to the play that ended the top of the fourth inning, Phil Lins bounced a ground ball right over the bag at third. Ken Boyer, going fast to his right, backhanded the ball, but did not catch it. It bounced down about 2 feet away from him. Now, Lins can get down the line. Well, Kenny Boyer pounced on it and off balance fired a strike to first base, where Bill White, with a long stretch, just nipped Phil Lins. But Lins, Jimmy Gleason, and Yogi Berra argued with first base umpire Bill McKinley, saying that Lins had beaten the play. But I want to tell you, that is one of the top defensive plays that I have seen in World Series play. And now for the Cardinals, leading off the bottom of the fourth, it's Mike Shannon, who singled a left and scored in the second. Whitey Ford out on the mound. His first pitch to the right-hand hitter is a swing and a miss, strike one. He tried to hold up, but now Shannon wants Frank Sicori, the plate umpire, to take a look at that ball. Sicori does, and he's going to throw that one out of play. Well, that evens it up. He's thrown a ball out for each side.
I thought Howard was going to throw that one out, Phil. He kept looking at it. In about an inning or so, those shadows are going to be a factor. Right now, they're not in directly
right
in front of home plate, but they're starting to sneak out there.
They're starting to come out. Well, the Cardinals will get used to it because it's going to be the same way at Yankee Stadium, Joe. Here's the one-strike pitch. A curve popped in the air. Boyer going back. Lins over. Boyer stops. Lins makes the call. He's got it in foul territory. And that's what you call a little bit of teamwork. Of course, that Boyer continued. He'd have collided with Lins, but Lins yelled him off the play. It's one out, and here's Tim McCarver. McCarver fouled to third base in the second inning. Boyer moves in on the edge of the infield grass at third base. Whitey's pitch is low and away, ball one. On deck, Dal Maxfield. Whitey delivers a foul as McCarver tried to go to the opposite field. That ball went up on the roof. And one of the members of the press came up with it. One and one the count. And it still amazes me the way the outfielders play the left-hand hitters in this ballpark. They play them straight away on both sides now. Whitey's slow curve line to right center field. That's in for a base hit, maybe extra base hit. McCarver's around first. It gets by Merritt. And now McCarver's around second. Mantle's up with the ball. The throw to third is not in time. And McCarver pulls into third, and we'll wait and see what they score that. Roger Maris coming over quickly from center field, trying to catch the ball on the dead run as he tried to get it on a short hop. It hit off his glove. He ran by it. Mantle had run by it, and after Mickey picked it up, McCarver steamed into third. And we'll get the call on that, whether it's a double and an error or a triple all the way. But it's one out, and the batter is Dal Maxfield, who hit back to the box in the second inning. Now the potential tying run is at third base, and the person of Tim McCarver, the Yankee infield, is pulled in for a possible play at the plate.
And a possible squeeze play. Maxfield can handle that bat, Phil.
All right, Joe, we'll keep an eye out for it. Here's the windup by Whitey. His pitch, he bunted, and he fouled it off to Raggiola right again. And I'll tell you something funny, though. McCarver fooled me because it was not the suicide squeeze. He did not break quickly, but Maxfield squared around, and Whitey threw a real good pitch to kind of confuse the hitter. He threw a curve that broke right in on him. If he'd missed, I think it'd hit him right in the stomach.
I think he was going to try to knock him down with that curveball to get him out of the way to give Howard a good shot at making a tag at McCarver. McCarver timed it in real good shape. As you said, Phil, he didn't break too soon to give Whitey. That's
right. Well, and Maxfield then made a good play, getting a piece of that ball. Whitey now might have a pickoff play on at third base. And there it is, and the throw is not in time. This Whitey's got a pickoff move to every base. The batter's got to be alive or it'll pick him off. One strike on right hand hitting Dal Maxfield. McCarver leads down the line at third. Here's the windup by Whitey. Double pumps to see if McCarver's starting. The pitch is over the outside corner, strike two. The official score has ruled it a triple all the way for Tim McCarver. A triple to right center field, figuring that Maris was going too fast to be charged with an error as he tried to block that ball in deep right center field. All right, Whitey is ahead of Maxville. Nothing in two. His pitch, check swing, he's out of there. It tipped the bat, and Howard held on to it. It goes as a strikeout. He had checked his swing, but it nicked the bat. A big strikeout for Whitey Ford.
Bill, you can't help but comment that on that pickoff play, even though McCarver wasn't near being out, what it did was really cut down his lead and allowed Whitey to double pump, not only get a little extra on that ball, but also throw off the timing of Maxville. He tries everything.
You're right. Great to have all those different moves. All right, here is Ray Sadecki, who single to right fielder, driving a run his first time up. He tries to bunt, misses strike one. Well, these Cardinals are playing a little tricky baseball here today. And that's always exciting to a fan to see something out of the ordinary. Sadecki trying to bunt his way on with two out and also get McCarver in from third base. Boyer moves in at third now. Right side of the infield is back. The windup, pitch to Sadecki, swings and misses, a bad curveball, low and away. Nothing and two. Yankees three, Cardinals two here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Whitey checks McCarver at third. His pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. So Whitey Ford coming through with two clutch strikeouts. And now at the end of the fourth inning, the score is the Yankees three, the Cardinals two.
This is Joe Garagiola. Say, you ever notice how in some sports the youngster will make the headlines for a while and then poof? Sometimes when work comes in the door, the interest goes right out the window. In business, too. Like the flash in the pan who's great on selling but short on service. That's why it pays to do business with a Dodge dealer. Here's a guy who knows it takes work to keep a customer happy. So, he works. From the time you pick up the keys to your new car until the time you trade it for another, your Dodge dealer cares. He calls it customer care. Service that treats you like a guest. And he treats your car as well as he treats you. Mopar Chrysler parts, smart mechanics, a real car health plan. See your Dodge dealer, a man who keeps on caring. And right now, your Dodge dealer offers a free World Series Spinifac wheel. 60 years of World Series facts and figures, batting averages, pitching records, plus highlights of every series from 1903 to 1963. Be an instant baseball expert. Just ask your Dodge dealer for it.
Okay, Joe, and now here is Bobby Richardson. Bobby popped to second base, lined a single to left field, a play on which Brock threw out Whitey Ford at the plate. Sadecki's pitch, swing and a miss, strike one, and Bobby way out in front on a good changeup curve by Ray Sadecki. Yankees three, Cardinals two. A ground ball to third. Nice play by Ken Boyle. Leaps high, throws to first, they got him. Oh, Joe, you were so right when you said this Ken Boyer can do almost everything that Cleet Boyer can do at third base. He timed that leap beautifully. It was a high chopping ground ball.
Say, as they will say, he'll show you a lot of leather.
Here's Roger Maris, walked and struck out. One out, nobody on. Sadecki's curve, swing and a miss, strike one. In no inning as yet has either pitcher retired the side in order. There's been somebody on base in each of the first four innings. There's a foul out of play in the upper deck. Nothing in two on Maris. Tim McCarver rubbing up the new ball. The hits are even now at five apiece, but the Yankees lead 3-2. The two-strike pitch, sidearm curve, fouled back on the screen and back of home plate. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Sidearm curve hit back to the box. Sadecki has it on one hop, flips to Bill White
And it's two away. That brings up Mickey Mantle. Mickey has fly to right field and struck out. Two out, nobody on. And on deck, Elston Howard. Outfield deep in all fields on Mickey Mantle. First pitch is ball one. Left-hander kicks, delivers a curve. That's in there. Strike one, 1-1. Sadecki gets the sign from McCarver. Base hit to center field. Boy, he hit a bullet. Right by the pitcher into center field. Mickey makes the big turn and then comes back. And nobody wanted to get in front of that one. And here's Elston Howard. Elias singled, scored a run, and walked.
Every time I see a ball hit like that, Phil, reminds me of Murray Dixon, the great little Cardinal pitcher. I'd be catching, he'd call me out, and he'd say, they're hitting up the middle. We're pitching them wrong.
We're pitching them wrong, huh? All right, here's Elston Howard. Mantle leads off first. Bill White holding him close. The pitch to Howard, a curve, outside, ball one. Ellie had another great year, last year's most valuable player in the American League. Finished the regular season batting .313. Stretch, and the pitch fouled back over the roof, hit the top of the roof, and now bounces back down on the playing field. One ball, one strike, and Howard runs out to retrieve it. Well, that catcher's union is pretty strong, Joe.
All he's trying to do is just help the umpire. That's all he's trying to do, Phil, even in a conversation. Good constructive criticism.
All right, ready now for the 1-1 delivery. It's lined to right field, and coming on fast, Shannon, he got it. No, he dropped it. And Mantle goes into third base. Mike Shannon dove for that ball, had it in his glove. Then as he hit the ground and tumbled over, it dropped out. And the right field umpire, Al Smith, rolled it safe. It goes as a base hit for Elston Howard. That would have been quite a play for Mike Shannon.
Phil, it looked like when he dove, his elbows hit first and jarred the ball
loose.
That's
right, Joe. Exactly what happened. But it amazed me that he got to that ball. So the Yankees now with Mantle at third, Howard at first, and the batter, Tommy Tresh. And once again, the Cardinal bullpen gets hot. Richardson and Humphreys. It's the third time they've been up in the ballgame. Tommy Tresh, who hit that long home run in the second inning with Howard on. New York leading 3-2. Runners lead away at first and third. It's strike one to Tresh as he tried to check his swing on a low curveball. Two out, two on. Sadecki delivers a ground ball to third. This one bounces over Boyer's head in the left field, a base hit. Mantle scores. Howard's coming in to third. The throw to third is not in time, and going in a second on the play is Tommy Tresh. So this hard infield here at Busch Stadium in St. Louis gives Tommy Tresh a bouncing base hit. He bounced it just in front of the plate. It went high over Ken Boyer's head, down the left field line, driving in Mickey Mantle. Tresh has now driven in three runs, and it goes as a double for Tommy Tresh. Not a single, even though Brock's throw came into third base. The official score figures they had would not have gotten Tresh at second. So Howard's at third, Tresh at second. The Yankees leading 4-2. Joe Pepitone bounced a second fly to right, takes a strike. He started a swing, held up, but it nicked the corner. Talk about hard infields. This is the hardest that we've seen in a long, long time. Pitch is on the outside corner. Nothing in two. Elston Howard at third. Tommy Tresh at second.
New York leading 4-2 in the top of the fifth. Sadecki's pitch foul tip off McCarver's glove and back to the screen.
Philly's got a spot for him at first base if he wants to make Pepitone hit his pitch, but Sadecki is going right on out and getting him. He's going to go for the left-hander against left-hander.
Well, he fired. I think that was the hardest pitch he's thrown all day, Joe, that last pitch to Pepitone. He's got Joe, nothing in two. He's ready. Pitch is hit high in the air to short center field. Kurt Flood moving in under it. He's there and he's got it. 1-1 for the Yankees. And the score now is the Yankees 4, the Cardinals 2. The first half of today's game has been brought to you by the Chrysler Corporation. The second half is being brought to you by the Gillette Safety Razor Company. In August, the Cards were 11 games out. Today, champions. Well, that's the big news here. And big news in shaving today is this Gillette World Series special. It's your opportunity to stock up on sensational Gillette stainless steel blades at a bargain price. 2 6-blade dispensers. That's 12 Gillette stainless steel blades for just $1.50. You get weeks and weeks of clean, easy shaves, incomparable shaves, and save 28 cents in the bargain. You're guaranteed the best first shave of your life, plus more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade, or your money back from Gillette. Discover the remarkably uniform quality Gillette can promise you blade after blade. Get the Gillette special today. 12 stainless steel blades for only $1.50. Supreme shaving luxury, and you save 28 cents. Well, we're getting ready now to go to the bottom of the fifth inning. And here's a fellow no stranger to this ballpark or to the fans here in St. Louis, you fans all over the country, Joe Garagiola.
Thank you very much, Phil Rizzuto. And Kurt Flood will lead it off for the Cardinals. The Yankees are leading 4-2. Bottom half of the fifth inning, the Cardinal fans trying to stir up some action. Flood has bounced out twice. He bounced out to third. He bounced out to the shortstop. Now they want to look at the baseball. Elston Howard hands it to Sicori. He dusts it off, says there's stitches, an autograph, but there's a speck. Got to throw it out. And there it goes. The death of a baseball. Vern Benson comes up from the third baseline. They complain about Whitey Ford going to his mouth. Whitey belongs to that category. He throws a spitball. Now they're going to look at it again. And Sicori's going to look at it. You know, and he throws it out, and it's all right, this one. Whitey was accused of using a ring to cut up a baseball against Cleveland. He's accused of throwing a spitball. He's just a good pitcher. Here's a strike call. I think Gil Hodges of the Washington Senators puts it best when he talks about Whitey Ford. He says, when you hit Ford, you hit his mistakes. And when you're not hitting him, you claim everything. Flood takes it inside, and it's 1-1. All kinds of descriptions for the fellow who has all kinds of actions, the Burdettes, the Craigs, and what have you. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Bouncing ball. Boyer leaps. He's got it. Nice play. The throw is in time, and the Boyer brothers are putting on quite an exhibition. Nice play by Cleet Boyer as he leaped high to take a base hit away from Kurt Flood. And here is Lou Brock. Brock singled and scored in the first inning, bounced out in the third. He is 1-for-2. It's the Yankees 4 and the St. Louis Cardinals 2. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Boyer in on the grass at third base. Outfielder straight away, fairly shallow. There's a strike call by Frank Sicori, the plate umpire. Sicori from the National League, behind the plate. One strike to count, Brock waits. The pitch, swung on and fouled off. Strike two. Bounces back into the stands. Two strikes, no balls, one out, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth, it's the Yankees 4 and the St. Louis Cardinals 2, the first game of the 1964 World Series. Whitey Ford shakes off a couple pitches. Shakes off another one. That makes 10 pitches. High, ball one. A lot of times a pitcher will shake the catcher around and come back to the original sign in hopes that the hitter starts thinking up there, because you get hitters thinking, and you're in trouble. One ball, two strikes, one out. Whitey Ford, who uses all the tricks, here's the pitch. Swung on and tapped foul. One ball, two strikes. Well, a dignified gentleman in the field boxes. He lost his chair, didn't get the baseball. There'll be a memo go out in the morning. One ball, two strikes. Whitey Ford, ready. Popped up. Phil Lynns drifts back in his short left field. In comes Tommy Tresh now. Who's going to call for it? Tresh makes the play. Tommy Tresh coming in from left field. Lynns was going out. And they like to see the outfielder make that play because he's coming into the ball. And Tresh, able to run Lynns off the play, hauls in the fly ball hit by Lou Brock. So there are two outs, and here is Dick Groat. Yankees are leading 4-2. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Whitey Ford against Ray Sadecki. Cardinals scored in the bottom of the first. Yankees three runs top of the second. Cardinals won the bottom of the second. Yankees won the top of the fifth. That's been the scoring. Fine defensive plays here. Lou Brock, a great throw. Boyer at third base for the Cardinals, two great plays. Cleet Boyer, a good play. Groat takes a strike over the inside corner. Now a rapper blows in front of home plate, and Ford picks one up. Sikora picks the other one up. Every little bit helps. One of the little extras that the umpire gives you. One strike to count on Dick Groat. And it's low, and it's 1-1. You know what's embarrassing, Phil, is when you go out to pick one up like that, and you hear some fan holler, "Now I know what you can do."
How about if it's got a little mustard on it, Joe?
Well, you try not to get on a uniform because it's embarrassing. One ball and one strike, two outs. Dick Groat's the hitter. They play Groat towards the right field line. Bouncing ball. Cleet Boyer at third base has it. There's the throw in time, and the inning is over. The score is New York 4 and St. Louis 2. Men, wouldn't you like to start the day with the best shave in the world? The quickest, easiest shave a man can get? Here's how. Then the shaving cream that super saturates your beard throughout your shave. Extra rich Gillette Foamy. America's only leading shaving cream that cleanses your skin with K34 hexachlorophene antiseptic while you shave. And to look sharp and feel sharp, use the Gillette stainless steel blade.
Well, the ground crew smooths out the infield here. In fact, they've gone a step further here at Busch Stadium in St. Louis as they've put brand new bases, brand new sacks out for this second half of the ball game. It's the Yankees 4 and the Cardinals 2 at the end of 5. And to lead it off for the Yankees in the top of the sixth inning, Cleet Boyer. Cleet single, stole second. Scored on a base hit by Whitey Ford in that three-run second inning. Tom Tresh had a big home run, a two-run homer. Yankees scored three to take the lead, 3-1. The Cardinals came back with a run on a base hit by Sadecki in the second to make it 3-2. And then the Yankees picked up a run in the top of the fifth, and that's the way we stand. 4-2. Cleet Boyer. Sadecki ready. The pitch is high, and it's ball one. Sadecki, a 20-game winner for the Cardinals. He's a real scrambler. He can pitch that 1-0 ball game, that 10-9 ball game. He scratches, he claws, he'll fight you. Fly ball, center field, deep goes Flood. Back, near the warning track. He makes the catch. Nice play by Curtis Flood in center field as he got right up against that wall. One of the ways that you can tell about a home run going into the bleachers here is to watch the bleacher reaction. And the fans did not wait for that ball, and you kind of felt that Flood had a chance. And Kirk got there and made the play. Ball was well hit, but there's one out. And here's Whitey Ford. Whitey, an RBI single in the second. He walked in the fourth. Sadecki, a curveball outside, and it's ball one.
The batter's box completely in shadow now. Sadecki delivers. It's high, and it's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Sadecki has walked four. Whitey Ford was one of them. Here is a 2-0 pitch. That's a strike. Two balls, one strike. One out, Yankees four. St. Louis Cardinals two, we're in the top of the sixth. Jim Gleason coaching at first base. Crosetti at third. High and inside, ball three. Three balls and one strike on Whitey Ford. Whitey takes a look down at Crosetti. This is a pitch that's controlled by the manager, usually the 3-1 or the 2-0. And with the pitcher hitting, let's see, they usually make him take the ball. Whitey takes it low, ball four, he walks again. The second time for Whitey Ford, and that's the fifth walk given up by Sadecki, and it brings up Phil Lynch. Down in the Cardinal bullpen, they get up again. It's been a real yo-yo day down in the bullpen for the pitchers. They've been up and down, the left-hander Richardson and the right-hander Humphreys. Sadecki's just walked Whitey Ford. There's one out. Yankees are leading 4-2. Phil Lynch has bounced out twice to Boyer at third base, and he walked once. White playing behind the runner at first base, Ford. There's a curveball low, ball one. Lynch can handle that bat. They play him straight away, not too deep. He's a flit gun type hitter. He'll spray it here and spray it there. Ford leads off first. Here's the pitch to Lynch. It's high, and it's ball two. Two balls and no strikes now. Lynch takes a look down at Frank Crosetti. It's not unusual to see him put a play on with Whitey Ford on at first base. Yankees are leading by two. It's 4-2. Two balls and no strikes to count on Phil Lynch. Sadecki at the belt, checks the runner, and here's the pitch. It's a strike right down the middle. Two balls and one strike. Once again, Lynch checks with his third base coach. If nothing else, that gives the coach a chance to put on a few decoys because there's some Cardinal constantly watching Crosetti, hoping they can steal a sign. 2-1 pitch. Popped up. In the left field, Brock is coming in. Has a beat on it, makes the play. Grote started out. Looked like Brock may have lost it for a minute. So there are two outs, and here is Bobby Richardson. Richardson popped up to Maxville in the first inning, single to left, and bounced out to Boyer. Bobby Richardson. Whitey Ford at first base, just standing on a bag, Bill White right behind him. Sadecki ready. Tap foul. Bobby Richardson swinging at the first pitch, taps it foul. Bobby Richardson is a real tough guy to watch. He swings that bat. He went to bat officially 679 times this year. May not mean too much to you, but that's my career total. One strike to count. Bobby Richardson up there. Whitey Ford leading off. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A curveball and a beauty. Phil, that's that curveball that just ties you up inside. Not much you can do.
No, not at all, Joe. And he's got good motion with it, too. And if you can fool Richardson, you're fooling a real good hitter.
Two strike count. Whitey Ford just leading off. Here's the pitch. He lays off this curveball. McCarver blocks it nicely. One ball, two strikes, two outs, 4-2. The Yankees are leading. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. It's low as he lays off again, and it evens out at two balls and two strikes. Richardson, he swings a lot, but he knows the strike zone. You don't certainly classify him as a wild swinger. He knows that strike zone. Ford at first base leads off. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up in the infield. Maxville and Grote there. Grote is calling for the ball. And Grote makes it. Hey, almost stopped it. Oh, he made three catches on that ball. You can almost give him three putouts. We saw that ball three different times. But he finally held on to it. You can hear the crowd reaction. And the score is New York 4 and St. Louis 2. You know, it's a long, long time since we've seen the likes of both these Boyer brothers at third base. And it's a long time since you've seen a deal like this Gillette World Series special. When you buy the Gillette adjustable razor set, which also contains a dispenser of stainless steel blades, you get new Gillette Sun Up Aftershave free in a generous sample bottle. Splash on a dash and you put on a happy face. Smells better, feels better. Top off every Gillette shave with crisp, refreshing Sun Up. And what smooth shaves they are with the Gillette adjustable. It's the razor with the micrometer dial. 9 blade settings. Select the one which matches your skin and beard exactly. And Gillette guarantees its incomparable stainless steel blade will give you the best first shave of your life. And more superbly comfortable shaves per blade than with any other blade or your money back from Gillette. There's the deal. Adjustable razor, Gillette stainless steel blades for $1.50 plus Sun Up free. Sixth inning. And it's the Yankees 4 and the St. Louis Cardinals 2, and Ken Boyer will lead it off. Boyer, the big RBI man. Kenny hit 24 home runs, drove in 119 runs. He hit .295 on the year. He had a sacrifice fly to drive in a Cardinal run in the first inning, walked in the third. Big, powerful right-hand hitter, Ken Boyer. Whitey Ford is ready. Here's the pitch. It's high and it's ball one. One ball, no strikes, nobody out. Frank Sicori behind the plate. Bill McKinley, the American League, at first. Ken Burkhardt, the National League, is at second. And Hank Soar, the American League, is at third base. The pitch is a strike call. Down the left field line, the umpire is Vinny Smith of the National League and Al Smith, the American League, down along that right field line. Ford rubbing up that baseball. One ball and one strike. Whitey, a two-run lead. Yankees 4, Cardinals 2. Outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. Outfield straight away for Boyer. 1 home run so far. Tom Trash hit that one in the second inning. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Boyer. Swung on a line drive, base hit, left field. Boyer singles to left. Trash bobbles the ball, but Boyer does not advance. The throw comes in, almost a wild throw, and very alertly, Cleet Boyer came over from his third position to line up the play as the ball got by Lins and Richardson and saved a possible error. Once again, the alert play by Boyer, which I guess is Yankee tradition, Phil.
It sure is, Joe. By the way, that Ken Boyer reached out a foot to pull that ball to left field. You got to be strong to do that.
He hit a ball and pulled it. Here is Bill White. There's a fastball that misses ball one. Cleet Boyer at third base is wide of the bag, and he's in on the grass. The outfield plays Bill White to pull that ball. The infield is swung way around. Lynn's near the bag at second. Richardson protects the gap between first and second. Line drive down the right field line. It is foul. Foul ball. Bill White put a good-sized charge into that one, but pulled it foul. It's the Yankees 4 and the St. Louis Cardinals 2. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. This is the tying run at the plate. And the Yankees have Joe Pepitone, the first baseman, playing behind the base runner, Ken Boyer, at first base. He's not really holding him on. Bobby Richardson has come on over to shade towards the hole between first and second. Phil Lins more towards the second base bag than the normal shortstop position. And Boyer at third base is very wide. Here is the pitch to Bill White. It gets by Elston Howard. There goes Ken Boyer. It was a called ball inside. And the Yankee bullpen, it is a passed ball on Elston Howard. The Yankee bullpen is busy. A right-hander, Pete Mickelson, and a left-hander, Al Downing. Al Downing, who has been used as a starter all year by manager Yogi Berra, is down in the bullpen. It is 2 balls and 1 strike, a passed ball on Elston Howard. It's a big play for the Cardinals to get Boyer not only in scoring position, but to stay away from that double play, which of course is the inning record. Bill White, 2 balls and 1 strike, nobody out. Bottom half of the sixth inning, New York 4, St. Louis 2. Whitey Ford rubs up that baseball. He kind of breaks that rhythm. You never really figure this guy out. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, and it's strike two. You know, some pitchers will fall into a pattern where you can just time when they get that ball how soon they will throw it. But never with Whitey. Sometimes he's fast and he slows it up and changes speeds not only with that baseball but with his delivery. And after all, pitching, when you break it down very simply, is just keeping that hitter off stride no matter how you do it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bill White waits. Boyer leads off second. The pitch to White is swung on and fouled off. Out of play. Nobody can get it. Count remains at 2-2. Pete Mickelson, a right-hander, warms up along with Al Downing for the Yankees. The Cardinals have had Richardson and Humphreys warming up. Now Howard wants to talk to Whitey Ford. And with Boyer at second base, usually they might switch a side. The fella is standing in second base just a little bit too long. You'll switch off your battery signs. What has been the fastball sign switches to a curve, and it just takes a simple thing like maybe touching the shin guard or the mask. It's simple when you know the key. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody out. Ken Boyer leads off at second base. Whitey Ford, ready. And here's the 2-2 pitch to White. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. A breaking ball. He had White reaching. And White is out on strikes. One out. And the hitter is Mike Shannon. And once again, Howard and Ford out talking. And if for no other reason, whenever you see a catcher talking to a pitcher, you've got to start thinking about something if you're the base runner, such as Ken Boyer or the hitter. I've walked out many a time and done nothing more than just hand the ball to the pitcher and say, this is a baseball. He looks at you like you're nuts. Mike Shannon, there's a Bobby Richardson, but no pickoff play. Boyer doesn't have a big lead, but if you keep running him back, you keep him busy and he can't study the catcher's signals. That's one of the reasons they keep jockeying back like that. Boyer doesn't have that big a lead where you're going to pick him off, but they do want to keep him busy. Mike Shannon waits. The pitch is high, and it's ball one. The outfield, pretty much straight away, maybe a shade towards right center field for Mike Shannon. The infield is back. Straight away. Shannon, a big free swinger. Time is called now. A bullpen ball has gone onto the field. John Blanchard hustles out there. Blanchard, along with Coach Jim Hegan. What a tremendous thrill it must be for Jim Hegan. His boy, Mike Hegan, has been put on the active list to replace Tony Kubek, who is injured and will be out of the entire series. Ready now. Here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on. Deep into the field. Back goes fresh. This ball is home run. A home run. To his credit, takes a curveball outside, 1-1. And down in the bullpen for the Cardinals, the man who was such a factor down the stretch, Barney Schultz. With a count of 1 ball, Mike Shannon hit a tremendous homer. Foul tip and a strike two. 1 ball, 2 strikes. One ball, two strikes, one out. McCarver waits. Here's a pitch.
Swung on, line drive, base hit, right center field. This one is extra bases. McCarver rounds first, digs for second. Up with the ball is Maris in the second, and McCarver has a double. And this crowd comes to life now. And here comes manager Yogi Berra out of the Yankee dugout. A slow walk for Yogi. Down in the bullpen, Al Downing and Pete Mickelson continue to warm up. Elston Howard on the mound along with Whitey Ford waiting for Yogi. Down in a Cardinal bullpen, Barney Schultz, a right-hander, and Bob Humphreys along with Julian Javier warming up. While this is going on, we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
810 and you dial WGY Schenectady. You know, when a team gets in a slump, it always takes a short break to refresh. Same with yourself. If you're tense and nervous, take a flavor break next inning of this exciting World Series and refresh with sparkling Saratoga Ginger Ale. Ginger Perfect Saratoga Ginger Ale is perfect as a mixer and served ice cold from the bottle. It's great at snack time and with meals. Be sure to get plenty of Saratoga Ginger Ale at your favorite store now. Saratoga Ginger Ale in full quarts. Get 10% more in every bottle. Go home tonight with Saratoga Ginger Ale.
Whitey Ford stays in the game, and we have a pinch hitter coming up for Del Maxville. Charlie James will be the pinch hitter for Del Maxville. Julian Javier is warming up with pitching coach Paulette as Johnny Keene goes to his bench, and Charlie James will be the pinch hitter for Maxville. James hit five home runs and hit .223. Didn't get much of a chance to play. Here comes Yogi out of the dugout again. He'll make a pitching change here as they jockeying around long enough to see the move that Johnny Keene was going to make. And James is officially in the game, and now Yogi has come out, and he will make a pitching change for Whitey Ford. Al Downing, the left-hander, will be brought in. Al Downing. Downing, who was used as a starter by Yogi. Downing started 35 games for the Yankees. This is kind of new for him. Not that he hasn't done it before. He has. But Al Downing will replace Whitey Ford. We're all tied up here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Yankees 4 and the Cardinals 4. Mike Shannon, a big blast here. This inning started with Ken Boyer hitting a single to left field, went to second on a pass ball. Bill White was out on strikes, and then Shannon hit a tremendous home run to tie it up here, 4-4. Tom Trash had a home run earlier for the Yankees in the second inning, a well-hit ball over 400 feet. But I tell you, that ball that Shannon hit, Bill, if you chopped that baby up into singles, you'd lead the league for about 8 years.
Joe, that was one of the... You know, I remember the days when Mort Cooper was catching here and Joe Medwick was playing here, and they used to hit that scoreboard, and it seemed to me it was impossible. But that one that Shannon hit was high. Of course, the wind helped it a little. It would have been a home run regardless of the wind, but they carried it back to the top of the scoreboard, well over 400 feet.
All tied up with that big home run. He really put a charge into it.
Joe, this changes Yogi's pitching plans now, I believe, a little bit. Downing was supposed to start the third game.
So here we go. Stoudemire was his second choice, and as Phil says, Downing, but Yogi's going to play him one at a time. Maybe 8 days of rain. He's going to go today. Charlie James, the pinch hitter. McCarver leads off second. James takes it high, and it's ball one. They play James straight away and fairly deep. Charlie's got good power in right center field. Time is called as a wrapper blows out the field. Charlie James picks it up, and that might be a World Series record. Three wrappers in six innings. Here's the pitch now. It's high. Partisan crowd here. These St. Louis Cardinal fans waited
A long, long time. 1946. And the town has just gone wild. All tied. McCarver leads off second base. James waits. A 2-0 pitch by Downing. Swung on. Popped up. Bobby Richardson at second base, behind the bag, calls for it and makes the play. So James pops up to Bobby Richardson. That makes it two outs.
Another pinch hitter.
And we got a pinch hitter. Carl Warwick will be the pinch hitter for Ray Sadecki. Warwick, an outfielder, had three home runs on the year, 259. McCarver at second base. Warwick is a right-handed hitter, although he throws left-handed. Barney Schultz is walking up from the left field bullpen. Schultz is a great knuckleballer. Down in the Yankee bullpen, there's action. Pete Mickelson continues to throw, and he's joined now by Sheldon, Roland Sheldon. Warwick, the pinch hitter against Al Downing. McCarver leads off second. The pitch is swung on. There's a base hit in the left field. Here comes McCarver. Up with the ball. It's fresh. The throw is cut off. The player at second base is not in time. 5-4, St. Louis is leading. Came up with Carl Warwick. Warwick a base hit, and it's a single. He takes second on the throw, which was cut off by Boyer. They're looking for a possible pinch runner now to go in for Warwick, and Javier, who will go in the game anyhow, will be the runner for Warwick. Julian Javier will be the runner. Warwick will get a tremendous hand as he goes off. Warwick, like a lot of the ball players, his dad is here watching the game. Javier, who was to be the replacement for Maxville, who left for pinch hitter Charlie James, is now the pinch runner for Carl Warwick. So here is Kurt Flood. Two outs, three runs are in. St. Louis 5, New York 4. Pitch is swung on and fouled back. He had a good cut at a high fastball. Two outs. Kurt Flood against Downing. Javier leading off second base to pitch to Flood. Swung on and missed the let-up. Al Downing lets up on a curveball. Paul Warwick making his first appearance since September 27th. He was injured in a pregame batting practice session. Fractured his cheekbone. Comes through with a big base hit for the Cardinals. St. Louis 5, New York Yankees 4, we're in the bottom of the 6th. The pitch by Downing is swung on. A fly ball, left field. Fresh is going back, back. He's got room. It's off the wall. Here comes Javier. Flood is rounding second. He's going to try for third. Here is the throw. It is not in time. Sun. He had room. It hit off the wall. It did not hit high off the wall. Javier scores. The Cardinals have taken a 6-4 lead in the bottom of the 6th over the Yankees. It is a three-base hit for Kurt Flood, driving in Javier. And here is Lou Brock. St. Louis 6, New York 4, bottom of the 6th inning. Brock, a left-handed hitter against left-hander Al Downing. Flood leads off third to pitch. Brock bunts it. Here's Boyer. His plays at first base. It is in time. A collision. Pepitone holds onto the ball as Brock and Pepitone collide. Brock, trying to bunt for a base hit, was out on a fine play. Cleet Boyer to first baseman Joe Pepitone. And the score is St. Louis 6 and New York 4.
Incomparable, that's the word for the Gillette stainless steel blade. Try it and find out why. It's the number one seller by far. Superb comfort, close, easy shave. Shave after shave, blade after blade. And with the Gillette stainless, you get uniform quality unequaled by any other. Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life and more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Get started today with that sensational Gillette stainless steel blade. Well, that roar that is going up out in right field is for the local hero come home for the pavilion folks out there, Mike Shannon, who really put a major league charge into a Whitey Ford delivery and hit a home run, tied it up. The Cardinals have taken the lead as we go into the top of the seventh. And Barney Schultz has come on. Tim McCarver is still the catcher, but he's gone to that big oversized glove that they use that really doesn't have an autograph on it. It's a license plate you put on that big thing. You don't really feel that ball when you catch a knuckleball. You just kind of bat it down. Barney Schultz, who did such a tremendous job for the Cardinals down the stretch, a knuckleballer. Javier goes to second base. The infield, White at first. Javier is at second. Brode is at short. Boyer is at third base. McCarver the catcher. Schultz is the pitcher. Roger Maris fouls it off. Strike one. Schultz throws the knuckleball as his bread and butter pitch. And he's got a good one. One strike pitch to Roger Maris. Swung on, popped up. Center field. Flood is coming in fast. Out goes Javier. Flood takes charge and makes the play. One out, and it brings up Mickey Mantle. I tell you, as a catcher, to catch that knuckleball, you really can't go out to reach it. You just have to wait till it comes to you. And hope that you got a big enough glove to bat it down. I remember Hal Smith, the Cardinal catcher, saying the best way to catch a knuckleball is with a good pair of track shoes. I personally feel it's a sadistic pitch. Knuckleball, and it's a strike. He's got a beauty. Mickey Mantle just took a look at it. Barney Schultz. What a story this fella. Mantle waits outside, ball one. He bounced around, minor leagues. This year started Jacksonville, did a great job for him. They called him up. He puts it so simply, glad to be here. 1-1 pitch to Mantle. Swung on, fly ball, towards the screen in right field. Shannon's going to play it off the screen. Plays it perfectly, Mantle will be held to a single. It's not unusual here to see him play him off that screen and hold that good runner to a single. Enos Slaughter, he had the rights to that screen for many, many years, could play it off perfectly. And now Shannon holds Mantle a single. That's a big play. They keep that double play in order as Alston Howard comes up. Howard, a real good hitter in his first time up, a base hit. His third time up, a base hit, and a walk in between. Right-hand hitter. Mantle leads off. Here's the pitch. Knuckleball is low. Ball one. Top of the seventh inning, St. Louis 6, New York Yankees 4. Two evenly matched ball clubs. Schultz checks Mantle. Here's the pitch to Howard. Swung on and popped up towards center field. Here comes Kurt Flood. Flips the glasses, shades his eyes. He's got the beat on it, makes the play. He's checking that sky once again. It's a high sky here in St. Louis. No clouds to give you that little bit of help. The wind, a constant factor here. So there are two outs, and here is Tom Tresh. Mantle at first base. Top of the seventh inning. Cardinals 6, New York Yankees 4. A home run by Tom Tresh in the second inning. A home run by Mike Shannon in the sixth. A two big blast. Tresh, of course, a switch hitter. He goes over to the left side now against Schultz. White playing behind the runner. Mantle leads. The pitch is a strike call. Johnny Schultz. Ready now. Here's the pitch to Tresh. He swings and he misses, and did that baby ever break? The knuckleball. The pitcher don't know where it's gone. The catcher don't know where it's gone. Neither does the umpire, and you're supposed to try to hit it. It's a tough job. They just throw, and on a day like today with that crosswind, it helps the knuckleball pitcher. Tresh waits way outside. Think, Phil, that was Schultz's fastball, and he's going to make sure they weren't going to hit it.
That's like Wilhelm. They don't have a fastball. It's just straight.
I think Wilhelm throws a fastball twice. Christmas and New Year's Eve. One ball, two strike. Here's a pitch to Tresh. Knuckleball. Misses. Two balls and two strikes. The knuckleball pitcher is really the one pitcher who likes to see the wind blown out or blowing into his face so he can get that resistance. Most pitchers like to see the wind blown the other way. 2-2 is the count on Tom Tresh. Mantle leads off. Here's the pitch to Tresh. It's outside and it's ball three. Three balls and two strikes now. Frank Sicori, the plate umpire, right on top of that play. Boy, he is just waiting for the last minute to call it. He's not going to get fooled by any pitch. Right on top of it. Three balls, two strikes. Mallett first will be off and running. There he goes. The pitch is, did he swing? No, he didn't, says Frank Sicori. He did not swing, and it's ball four. Sicori called it immediately, right on top of it. That's the toughest play for the umpire, the half swing. Sicori did not hesitate, so you know he was right on it. So Mantle moves to second base. Tresh is on at first base. And that brings up Joe Pepitone. Cardinals 6 and the Yankees 4. We're in the top of the 7th inning. Two men out. They play Pepitone to pull that ball. Javier at second base is way back there. Mantle a good lead at second. Here's the pitch to Pepitone. His swing on and missed strike one. Knuckleball. McCarver doing a real good job behind that plate with that knuckleball. There's no way in the world you can shift for that knuckleball. And when it gets high, about eye level, when you're using that big glove, you kind of screen yourself. And it is a real tough job. Barney Schultz checks the runners at first and second and delivers to Pepitone. Fouls it off. He didn't have a real good cut at that ball at all as he tried to punch that ball in the left field. I think Pepitone was giving up on his power to get that base hit, which a lot of good hitters try to do is send that ball right up the middle. So Schultz is way out in front with a two-strike count. St. Louis 6, New York 4, top of the 7th inning. Mantle is at second base. Tom Tresh is at first base. Boy, the knuckleball pitcher loves nothing better than to have that hitter crippled, two strikes and no ball, so he can really give him that good dipsy doodler. Let's see what happens. Schultz ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. A real foot-breaking knuckleball. The score is St. Louis 6, New York 4.
To look and feel sharp, use the stainless blade that outsells all the others made in 12 blades. While the price is low, it's a special from Gillette. Let's go.
Here's the deal. Two dispensers of sensational Gillette stainless steel blades. 12 blades for only $1.50. You save 28 cents. If you haven't enjoyed the matchless comfort of this great blade, here's your chance to find out why the Gillette Stainless has become the number one seller by far. You're guaranteed the easiest first shave, plus more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade, or your money back from Gillette. So right now, save 28 cents on this two-dispenser deal and enjoy real shaving luxury at a bargain.
Get 12 blades while the price is low. It's a special from Gillette. Let's go.
Dick Rowe to lead it off here in the bottom of the 7th inning. St. Louis Cardinals 6 and the New York Yankees 4. Two home runs. Tom Tresh for the Yankees in the 2nd inning. Mike Shannon in the 6th inning. Yankees scored three in that second inning, and the Cardinals scored four to take the lead in the sixth inning. Dick Groat. Groat had a single in the first inning, popped up in the third. He bounced out in the fifth. Dick at 292. Al Downing, ready. Here's the pitch. It's outside, ball one. Fastball had missed that outside corner. Downing ready. The pitch to Groat is a strike call. One ball and one strike. Nobody out, nobody on. Bottom of the seventh inning. First game of the 1964 World Series from Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Groat swings and misses a let-up. Way out in front. I think Dick was kind of looking for a fastball because he was really out in front. And down in the Yankee bullpen, Pete Mickelson and Roland Sheldon start to warm up. Groat takes it outside. Two balls and two strikes. Downing, a real good fastball. Good live arm. In relief of Whitey Ford. Here is the 2-2 pitch. Swung on a bouncing ball. Bobby Richardson backhands the ball nicely. Flips to Pepitone in time. Richardson, with four quick steps to his right, backhanded the ball. And got it over to Pepitone in time to get Dick Groat. And here is Ken Boyer. Ken Boyer gets a nice hand as he has really put on an exhibition of defensive play here along with his brother, Cleet. Downing ready, the pitch to Boyer. High, ball one. St. Louis 6, Yankees 4. Bottom of the seventh inning, one out, nobody on. Downing delivers. Boyer swings and misses, and it's one ball and one strike. That Downing really turned loose a fastball that time. One ball, one strike. Downing ready. Let up, swung on and fouled back. So the count, one ball and two strikes.
The game continues at the beginning of side four after a short delay.
You see, a guy like Downing throw that great fastball is just no substitute for speed, whether it be on a mound, on the bases, in the outfield. Ready now. One ball, two strike pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. He struck him out. Boy, he really stacked that lumber. A guy like Downing will break in a new glove in about three innings. Here is Bill White. Two outs. And White struck out in the first, bounced out in the third, and struck out in the sixth. The Cardinals 6 and the Yankees 4 win the bottom of the seventh. Downing delivers high, ball one. Boyer at third base, in on the grass. Cleet Boyer really challenges you. Almost dares you to hit his way. There's a strike in the inside corner. When you got that great range, it's a tremendous thing. You can just see how effective it would be if he'd have White trying to hit one past him. He'd take a lot of power away from him. One ball and one strike. Downing gets a sign from Elston Howard. The pitch. Swung on, a bouncing ball. Second baseman Bobby Richardson has it over to first in time. So it's 1-2-3 for the Cardinals in the bottom of the seventh. And the score is St. Louis 6 and New York 4. Top of the eighth inning. Yankee bullpen continues to throw. Roland Sheldon and Pete Mickelson. Here is Cleet Boyer to lead it off. Barney Schultz, the knuckleballer, delivers. Swung on and foul back at strike one. You know, some knuckleball pitchers actually don't use their knuckles. They use their fingernails to throw the knuckleball. There's a swing and a foul tip. So the count is two strikes on Boyer. You know, as funny as it might sound, I don't mean it to be that way. A hangnail to a knuckleball pitcher can be a major injury. He's got it on that index finger. Here is the two-strike pitch. It's outside. Ball one. It would be something if the World Series was decided by a manicurist and you couldn't find one. One ball and two strikes. Remember the year was decided by a shoe polish when Nippy Jones got hit and they brought the ball back?
Uh-huh.
Bouncing ball. Dick Grote short. Has the big hop. The long throw. One out. A pinch hitter, Johnny Blanchard, will be the pinch hitter for Al Downey. Blanchard, a left-handed pull hitter, real good power, and a pinch hitter deluxe. Blanchard, a catcher, outfielder, first baseman. John had seven home runs, hit 255 on the year. He swings that bat. He leaves the bench swinging, this guy. Barney Schultz. Pitcher for the Cardinals gets a sign from Tim McCarver, and here it comes. Knuckleball is low, and it's ball one. One ball to count. Top of the eighth inning. St. Louis 6 and the Yankees 4. Knuckleball is high, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. John Blanchard, the pinch hitter for Al Downing. One out, nobody on. Schultz is ready. Here's the 2-0 pitch. It's a strike call. Blanchard taking all away. Yankees need a base runner to get that tie-in run on. It's a 6-4 ball game. The Cardinals are leading. Blanchard, the pinch hitter, against Barney Schultz, the relief pitcher. Outfield swung way around, deep. Schultz is ready now. The 2-1 pitch to Blanchard is outside, ball three. Three balls and one strike now. This is a big pitch. Blanchard takes a look at Crosetti. This is a pitch that's controlled by the manager. Yogi is on the top step of the dugout. He's a stand-up manager. Very rarely sits on that bench. Here it comes, the 3-1 pitch to Blanchard. It's a strike call. He was taken all the way, a fastball. Cardinals 6, the Yankees 4. Yankees won a base runner. They had Blanchard taking the 3-1 pitch. Now it's run out to 3-2. Waiting to come up is Phil Lynns. Barney Schultz taking plenty of time. Gets his sign from McCarver. Ready. Blanchard waits. Here's the 3-2 pitch now. Knuckleball swung on a line drive right field. Mike Shannon digging. Over near the line. He can't get it. A fair ball. Blanchard rounds first. He's digging for second. Here's the throw. At first line. Not in time. Oh, what a throw that Shannon made. John Blanchard with the head first slide. Here comes a pinch runner out for him. But John Blanchard, Mike Hegan will be the pinch runner for Blanchard. John Blanchard with the half gainer as he went into second base. He really went in, digging for that bag. A big play, moves him over into scoring position, but more important, a stay away from that double play situation, which is the inning wrecker. Mike Hegan, now the pinch runner for John Blanchard. Phil Lynns is the hitter. 6-4, that's the score. Time run is at the plate. That Shannon really uncorked a tremendous throw. It's 310 feet down the line. He was about 4 feet this side of it, and he threw a perfect strike. Phil Lynns in the batter's box. Barney Schultz, plenty of time. Mike Hegan off second base. Swung on a ball to Boyer. Looks at third. Holds Hegan. Here's a in time. So there are two outs. Here is Bobby Richardson. Richardson. Up in the second inning. He's 1-4 in this ball game. Mike Hagan standing on the bench. He's the pinch runner for Jimmy Blanchard, who came up with a double. Richardson. Bobby swings kind of a heavy bat. 36-ouncer. He just lays that bat on that ball. He doesn't overswing. Hagan, a good lead at second base. There are two outs. A pitch by Schultz. Knuckleball is low. On the outside corner. Beauty. The perfect pitch. Low and outside. Right on the corner. Dick Grote moving Shannon. Dick Grote moving Shannon just in a little bit. One strike count. Hagan at second base. And Bobby Richardson waits. Here's the pitch. It's a strike call. Another knuckleball. And now Barney Schultz has a count of two strikes and no balls. Flood in center field straight away. Brock in left field straight away. Two strikes. Schultz ready. The pitch. Swung on, a bouncing ball. Boyer can't get it. A base hit left field. Here comes Hagan in to score as Richardson is on with a single, and it's a 6-5 ball game. Bobby Richardson, who all year long for the Yankees came up with that big base hit, comes up now with a big base hit to make it 6-5. And it brings up Roger Maris. A pinch double by Johnny Blanchard, a single by Richardson, and it's a 6-5 ball game. Manager Al Lopez of the White Sox, talking about that Yankee combo leading off, he says the Nits and Nats get on, the Lions and Tigers bite you. And that's about it. Here's a line up there now. Roger Maris, left-hand hitter. Richardson leading off first. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. He had a home run cut at that one. 6-5. Barney Schultz. Richardson, not much of a lead. There's a throw over there, almost by Bill White. Richardson was only a step off the bag. White made a fine play as the throw from Schultz was a little bit low. Here's a pitch, knuckleball. It's one ball and one strike. Down in a Cardinal bullpen, Richardson and Humphreys up. Richardson a left-hander, Humphreys a right-hander. One ball and one strike. Richardson leading off first base. Roger Maris waits. Barney Schultz at the belt. Checks the runner. As they throw to first base, Richardson back. Richardson not going anywhere. He's not going to take the bat out of the hands of Roger Maris. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Flood is deep and in right center. Shannon is back. Brock over in left center. Boyer, normal at third base, maybe a shade towards the hole between shortstop and third base. Javier back on the grass. White holds the runner. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Maris. Swung on, a bouncing ball up the middle. Going to be a tough play for Javier. Over to first base, not in time. A real tough play, and Maris beats it out. Javier was protecting the hole between first and second. Maris topped the ball, got by Barney Schultz. And Javier had to come in fast, and you could see he was favoring that bad hip as he made the quick flip to Bill White. It was not in time, so Richardson is on at second base, Roger Maris at first base, and it brings up Mickey Mantle. A base hit for Roger Maris, 6-5, that's the score, with the Cardinals out in front. Richardson at second base. Roger Maris at first base. Mantle in the batter's box. Javier calling time for just a minute. Red Shandine's up on the Cardinal bench checking with Javier and Bill White, who had gone over to say something to Hooley. 6-5. The Cardinals are leading. Barney Schultz with two men out and a base runner at second base. Richardson. Roger Maris at first, Mickey Mantle in that batter's box. Mantle batting left-handed against the right-hander Schultz. Here's the pitch. It's way inside, and it's ball one. One ball, no strikes. The wind is blowing out towards left field. Flag in center field. You can really see that wind whipping it around. Schultz ready. At the belt. Here's a pitch to Mantle. Swung on a bouncing ball. Javier at second has it. Over to first. In time. The score is St. Louis 6 and New York 5. Last 4 years, the team that's won the first game has gone on to win the series. I don't know if history will repeat, but I do know this. If you take advantage of this Gillette World Series special, you'll get the easiest, quickest shaves in the world. And you'll save 28 cents in a deal. For just $1.50, you get 12 sensational Gillette stainless steel blades. Man, that's weeks and weeks of clean, close shaves. Unparalleled shaving luxury. Gillette guarantees the best first shave of your life and more just like it per blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Find out for yourself why it's America's number one seller by far. Unmatched uniformity, blade after blade, dispenser after dispenser. 12 Gillette stainless steel blades for only $1.50. You save 28 cents. Don't let this Gillette World Series special get by. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady. Enjoy the World Series even more. Serve favorite mixed drinks with Saratoga Vichy. You'll find Saratoga Vichy, the perfect mixer, world famous for its distinctive dry taste and long-lasting combination. Ever notice how drinks on the rocks are raw and rough, and drinks made with plain tap water are dull and lifeless? Now add flavor and more enjoyment to your favorite mixed drink with Saratoga Vichy. Saratoga Vichy gives you a smooth, tingling taste that makes it the perfect mixer. Stock up on genuine Saratoga Vichy now, available wherever you shop. Be sure it's genuine Vichy. Look for Saratoga Vichy in the green bottle with the yellow label.
Sheldon. Hey, big guy. He'll be facing Mike Shannon, who hit a tremendous home run. The crowd certainly showing their appreciation. A partisan crowd, naturally, here at Busch Stadium. Sheldon, for the New York Yankees, won 5 games and lost 2. Earned run average, 3.62. As they look at the baseball once again. The first game, and what a rock'em and sock'em ball game this has been. Tomorrow, right back here. Mike Shannon against Roland Sheldon. In the bottom of the eighth inning. 6-5. Here's a pitch. Swung on. Hot shot. Through Boyer into left field. Over fast is Tresh. Shannon is going to make a big turn, but hold up as Tresh gets that ball back in. A hot shot by Mike Shannon. They rule it a base hit. They give it an error. The scoreboard flashes error. They flash the hit. It's an error on Boyer. And it brings up Tim McCarver. Mike Shannon safe on Boyer's air. Boyer in close. He's looking for a possible bunt. Sheldon checks the runner. Here's a pitch. McCarver takes it on the outside corner for strike one. He gave no indication that he would be bunting. Mike Shannon with good speed. McCarver can handle it back. Sheldon at the belt. Shannon first takes the lead. McCarver. There goes Shannon. A short pass ball. The throw to second base is not in time. The ball got away from Elston Howard just a few feet. And Shannon really took off. Ahead first line. He's on at second base. A pass ball for Elston Howard. It's a base runner at second base now. Time is called. Sheldon wants to talk to his catcher. McCarver up there with a count of one ball and one strike. Al Renneth joins Pete Mickelson in the Yankee bullpen. One ball, one strike, 6-5. Bottom half of the eighth inning. St. Louis leading. Sheldon at the belt. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch to McCarver. Swung on and missed. And it's strike two. One ball, two strikes. McCarver, who had a triple in the fourth inning, a double in the sixth inning. He is 2-for-3. Left-handed hitter. Trying to pull that ball to pick up a base if he grounds out to the right side. There's the 1-2 pitch, tapped foul, as once again, you can see him really determined to pull that ball. Mike Shannon, safe on an error, took second on a short pass ball with some daring base running. McCarver up there with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trying to pull that ball. Bottom of the eighth inning, Cardinals 6, Yankees 5. Sheldon gets a sign from Elston Howard. And here's the pitch. Way high and outside. That's ball two. Two balls and two strikes. McCarver now walks over. He wants the rosin bag. The shadows have reached to just in front of the pitcher's mound here at Busch Stadium. Mickelson and Renneff continue to throw for the Yankees in the right field bullpen. Mike Shannon on at second base. Two balls and two strikes. Tim McCarver, a left-handed hitter. Bottom half of the eighth inning, St. Louis 6 and the Yankees 5. Sheldon ready now. Here is the 2-2 pitch. High and outside, and it's ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Johnny Keene, the Cardinal manager, calls back Barney Schultz. He's going to give him verbal instructions. Should McCarver get on? Three balls, two strikes. Ready. At the belt. The pitch. High. Ball four. McCarver walks. Now Howard goes out to talk to Sheldon. Barney Schultz. Base runners at first and second. Now the Yankees pull off the play where the shortstop many times will break for third base and make the play. Boyer, a very daring third baseman. Pepitone, daring at first base. Now Boyer is going in to talk to Sheldon, and he'll alert him as to what the infield will do. Phil, I guess there's 100 things you could do here, but it's a real tough play for the third baseman.
It is, but I've seen the Yankees pull this play at least 10 times, Joe, the one you were talking about, and it's so unusual that it kind of confuses the runner at second a little bit, too. He kind of breaks towards third and then stops when he sees the shortstop running over.
Of course, you shortstops always put on a possible pickoff play on a punt. This is an ideal time for the catcher to fire down to second base. We'll see what happens. Boyer is in close, very close. Pepitone is in. Shortstop Lynn's trying to hold the runner Shannon close. Here's a pitch. There goes Lynn's breaking. He was breaking for third. There was the play. The pitch was taken for strike one. Boyer at third base breaks in towards the plate. Pepitone breaks in from first base. Sheldon breaks in from the mound. They converge on the punt. Second baseman Richardson goes to first base while his shortstop Lynn's goes to third. Now, he needs about a three-step jump, I would imagine, on the base runner.
He does, and I would tell you, that Shannon played that real smart. He just followed Lynn's. Whatever Lynn's did, he did.
Big, big situation here. First and second, nobody out. Barney Schultz with a count of strike one. Shannon, a short lead off at second base. Lynn's holding him close. Let's see what happens. Lynn's is over at second base. They swing. It's back to Sheldon. He don't know what to do. He throws to first, a line drive, as the bat splintered, and it's a double play. The bat splintered. Schultz has the handle. The bat boy has the rest of it. And when Sheldon caught that line drive, he didn't know what to do. Finally, as if to say, I don't want this thing. Here, Pepitone, you take it. Gave it to him, and they got a double play. Shannon is still at second base. Barney Schultz swinging away, hit a little looper. Here is Bob Skinner, a pinch hitter now, with Shannon at second base. Sheldon made a fine play because there were baseballs and pieces of a bat flying around. Bob Skinner, a left-hand hitter who did a great job for the Cardinals. Mike Shannon at second base. There are two outs. Elston Howard indicates they're going to put Skinner on intentionally. Skinner batting for Javier. Javier would go in as a pinch runner for Warwick, who had batted for Sadecki. That's the reason that he is batting in the ninth spot. Now Skinner is drawing the intentional pass. Big play by Roland Sheldon as Barney Schultz swung, splintered the bat at a little looping line drive back at Sheldon. Like everybody else for a moment was confused. Threw the first to Pepitone, doubled off McCarver for two outs. Jerry Buchek is going to be the pinch runner for Bob Skinner.
Jerry Buchek running for Skinner.
So Bob Skinner leaves. Here comes Yogi Berra now as Kurt Flood comes up to hit. Now in the bullpen, Mickelson a right-hander and Renifer right-hander.
Jerry Buchek running for Skinner.
The wheels are really spinning here at Busch Stadium. This is the first game of the 1964 World Series. Boy, it looks like it's going to be a dandy. Pete Mickelson will be brought in here by manager Yogi Berra to replace Roland Sheldon. It's a 6-5 ball game. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. St. Louis Cardinals 6 and the New York Yankees 5. Pete Mickelson. This Mickelson is a fellow Yogi was high on in spring training, Phil, and I guess he's got all the perfect tools for a good relief pitcher.
But, Joe, if it weren't for Yogi, Mickelson would not have been with the club. Nobody else liked him, but Yogi could see his potential. And from the start of the season till the All-Star break, he held the Yankees up where they were. Throws that sinker, which gets them out of the innings on double plays. Beautiful.
The good relief pitcher has to have that double play pitch, and say there's nothing better than a sinker ball unless it would be the overhanded curveball. The one when we were kids, we used to call it drop.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the drop, Phil?
I don't know, Joe. I remember that pitch so well. I remember the last pitcher I batted against who had one was Tommy Bridges. And it's so hard to hit, I don't see why they don't keep using it.
Be drops, outshoots, inshoots, risers, and now they got sliders, palm balls, slip pitches. The jet age is upon us. Mickelson is still taking his warm-up tosses here. Situation, Shannon's at second base. Jerry Buchek, a pinch runner, is at first base. Kurt Flood is in the batter's box. Two outs, and the Cardinals are leading by the score of 6-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Vern Benson coaching at third base. Joe Schultz is coaching at first base. He indicated the runners that there are two outs. Sounds like a minor thing, but you got to remind them. Kurt Flood waits. Pete Mickelson, ready. Here's the pitch. Sidearm fastball stays inside, and it's ball one. A base runner is liable to ask for the number of outs any time. I once heard a leadoff hitter in a ball game get the first on a walk and ask how many outs. Mickelson ready. Flood waits. The pitch. Swallow. Line drive. That's a base hit to left field. Up with the ball is Tresh. Shannon will score. And holding at second is Buchek. Kurt Flood has just driven in Mike Shannon with a line drive single to left. And the Cardinals pick up an insurance run here. It's a 7-5 ball game. It brings up Lou Brock with base runners at first and second. For Flood, that's his second base hit in the ballgame. Brock had a base hit in the first inning and came around to score. Left-handed hitter against Pete Mickelson. Two men out. One run in. 7-5. Bottom of the eighth inning. St. Louis leading the Yankees. The pitch to Brock. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Mickelson really fired that ball. Brock had a good cut. In many ways, you measure different ball players. The pitcher, you measure him, what can he do with Man at third and less than two outs. The hitter, what does he do with two outs and men in scoring position? Here's the pitch. Brock swings, line drive, left field. That could be trouble. Tresh can't get it. One run comes in. Here comes Clark. He's going to come around to score. Rounding second is Brock. He holds up. The Cardinals score two more runs. As Brock doubles the left, driving in Buček, driving in Flood. And listen to this crowd. In favor of the St. Louis Cardinals, as Brock drives in two runs with a slicing double of left field. Flood drove in Shannon with a run, and Brock has just driven in two more, and here is Dick Brode. He takes the pitch on the outside corner at strike one. 9-5. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Pete Mickelson against Dick Grote with Lou Brock at second base. He's got a real good lead. Can't take anything for granted. Here's a pitch to Grote. Outside. It's ball one. One ball and one strike. Brock slices that ball to left. Driving in the pinch runner, Buček and Flood from first base. Cardinals scoring three runs here. On at second base, Brock, two outs. Mickelson delivers to Grote. Way outside, it's ball two. Two balls and one strike. Mike Shannon opened this inning. As he was safe on an error, went to second on a pass ball. McCarver walked, and they got a double play. A walk, and then two base hits. Flooded by Brock. Here's a pitch to Grote. Did he swing? No, says Frank Sicori. It's three balls and one strike. Three balls, one strike. Dick Grote in that batter's box. Lou Brock standing on the bag at second. 9-5. St. Louis Cardinals out in front over the New York Yankees. Bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Ball four, he walked him. And that brings up Ken Boyer, the big power man for these Cardinals. Nine to five, St. Louis out in front of New York. Lou Brock is at second base. Dick Grote is at first base. Ken Boyer in the batter's box. Outfield deep. Pretty much straight away. Mickelson is ready. The pitch to Boyer. It's a strike called over the outside corner, a breaking ball. Al Reniff gets up in the Yankee bullpen. Whitey Ford started this ball game. Al Downing came on. Roland Sheldon, and now Pete Mickelson. Four runs for the Cardinals in the bottom of the sixth. Three runs in the bottom of the eighth. Big innings. They picked one up in the first and one in the second, so they lead 9-5 over the New York Yankees. Yankees three runs in the top of the second, one in the top of the fifth, and one in the top of the eighth.